Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies, ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Pussy, 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 p Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Push Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Fest. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300, and 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there!
Hey, America, what's going on? Today is Wednesday. Wow, haven't I had an exhausted today? Today is my daughter's birthday. I just had a party. I had a bunch of kids here, my ex-husband, and every family member in the world. So I'm pretty exhausted, but I could not do the show because we're doing the part two of the pioneer icon, Tony Revlon. We have so many other questions that we forgot to ask before we were cut off last week. I thought that was hilarious. Happy birthday to all the Sagittarius today. This is the month of December, and we have some I have a birthday announcement at 12 o'clock for one of my dear, dear sisters. Well, you guys who haven't been listening to the show, and this is your first time listening to the show, this is the Sister to Sister for Real show, where we interview and have lovely and intimate and deep topics about different things about life. And we also have interviews with people who have been in the scene for a very, very long time and has a lot of experience, basically so that we can all get to know each other. I have recently been hit up and contacted by a few HIV advocacy agencies to actually want to come on Tintin Shop, the Sister to Sister for Real show, and they would like to be interviewed here in New York, Atlanta, and I think in Boston I have someone as well. So you guys can also look forward to hearing more about that and what they have to offer and their services that their advocacies will be offering the community. So definitely look forward to seeing that. If you want to have a conversation or a topic, or if you want to be interviewed and you have a story you want to tell, definitely hit me up. My you can hit my Facebook up, of course, and my email still is NicoleIcon@yahoo.com, and you can definitely leave me a message and I can be able to contact you and we can discuss whatever it is that you want to talk about. So my day was exhausting, but this should be fun. Last week we talked to Tony, the pioneer icon, about a lot of different things, but this week I'm going to get a little bit more intimate. So you guys just on the phone lines, there is a part of the show where you'll be able to come, well, there are several parts, where you'll be able to come on and be able to ask any question you like, or, you know, give a question, comment, or statement, or just to pay homage. He is the pioneer icon, you know, father of all fathers, you know, Tony Revlon. So Switchwood, do we have any other commercials, or is Tony there? Because maybe I can just bring him right on. Just give me a minute, guys. We got to see what's going on here.
The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Lestway Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legend Fitness Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Stem Queen Realness. $150. Butch Cream and Drag Realness The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. 4 trophies. 1 cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. 4 trophies, 1 cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl. Wow, that's it for all the commercials, I'm assuming. Well, without any further ado, I would like to no longer have you, all you people on the lines waiting. And remember, you guys all press one at one time. I don't want to be my interview to be completely disrupted. But without further ado, I want to bring on the pioneer icon, father of all fathers, my lovely grandfather, Tony Revlon. Tony, are you there?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Grandpa, how are you?
I'm sorry for being late, but, you know, I was gambling, so I forgot.
I was going to be even later. I had a party for Keontae, pizza and everything, and I'm going to put the pictures up soon. And then she had to get these box braids by Grandpa. She wanted box braids down her back now. I was not comfortable with it, but she is doing good in school, so what the hell.
How old is she now?
She's 11.
Wow.
She's 11 and bigger than that. How was your week so far? I know there have been a lot going on, and you've been on the show a couple of times, a lot of different things.
Yeah, dealing with some house stuff from VA, and I'm trying to get this everything together for this Ball Friday for Trent and Jay Ebony Ball Friday down here in South Carolina.
Oh, okay. So I like that. So you always just say you in South Carolina. You plan to be staying in South Carolina?
No. I'll be moving back to Baltimore in March.
Okay. So South Carolina. So that gives me a right to start off with South Carolina. So, yes, last week we talked about a lot of ballroom stuff. You know, I still have a couple of questions like that, but I want to get a little bit more intimate. I want the people out there and the listeners to get a more of an intimate side of, you know, Tony Revlon and what you like and what you like to do or whatever. So I was going to go on. So you now live in South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And do you have a lover there with you in South Carolina?
No.
And what do you think about there living in South Carolina? Are you enjoying yourself? Is it fun there?
You saw me before I moved here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably was at 100 and something pounds.
Right.
Now I'm not at 100 and something pounds. I'm at 2 something. So that just shows you ain't nothing to do in South Carolina.
But eat. What about the gates down? There's no cute guys down there? No, you know, nice looking butch queens out there? Come on now.
I'm moving back to Baltimore.
Oh, so you don't like the ballroom scene there?
The ballroom scene is, I think they did a 360 since I've been here, besides the incident that occurred, but they learning.
It's in your resume that every different state that you go to, like Baltimore and a few other states that you go to, you end up bringing up their ballroom scene or your house starts to rain tremendously wherever it is that you actually set to live at.
Yep, yes, that's true. Texas, Philly, was in Philly, Baltimore, VA. When I lived in D.C., I had a little chapter there, and now South Carolina.
Okay. So, I mean, you took it and you was living in Baltimore, and the Baltimore scene was really hot. There's been a lot of controversy surrounding Baltimore now, and has been since you left. What's your opinion about that? How do you feel? Is it true? Do you think that Baltimore is totally different than it was since you were there as far as their ballroom scene go?
I'm going to be honest. I think Baltimore changed once I had moved to VA. That's when my house broke up there, and a lot of them went to the House of Icon. And a lot of my children from Baltimore is all adults now, so they was going their separate ways. And then I moved back there, and the House of Revlon was getting back on the feet. And then I had to move to South Carolina for some personal reasons.
Yeah. Well, that's the question. No, that was the question. You answered the question I was going to ask after that. So, okay. I wanted to know, why did you move to Baltimore? And are you going back? But you answered both questions for me. All right, Grandpa, I want to ask you more of a personal question. Last year, I just kind of remember this. Last year, maybe 2 years ago, I think, when you were living in Baltimore, there was Baltimore Weekend there. And it was said, and, you know, rumor says, and I'm sure it had been true because a lot of people were talking about it, that one of your children in the House of Revlon had an overdose at a barbecue. Could tell me something about that, because everybody told so many different stories. You heard all these different things. Everybody left her. Nobody was there. You know, when she started overdosing, people just ran out and everything. And some people speculated that that's why you moved to South Carolina.
But I would have to say that was my 2012 ball that I had in Baltimore that weekend. And a lot of
the 2011.
Yeah, I mean, No. I had the ball that I had there was called the 2012 ball.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is. I've seen it on the YouTube. Yes, it is.
Okay.
I can't believe
it. That was my 2012 ball. I had a lot of chapters there. That Sunday, we had a barbecue there, and we all was having fun there. That's the same year that I had made Jade the North Carolina mother. But God worked in mysterious ways, and for some reason, I was a nigga. I had left. I had left, and I went with this guy that we both was liking each other, so I went with him. And the next day, Jay was calling my phone telling me that Alexis had passed away. I wasn't there, but I had to go through the same thing that you just said, that it was a lot of this and a lot of that about she passed on an overdose, and a lot of people standing around and not helping her. Somebody put a lot of ice on her. My son was there also. My biological son was there, so that was hard on him. And one of those. I really can't say, Nicole, because I wasn't there, but I do know she passed for an overdose. And I do know that same night, you know, we talked, you know, she said, "Father, I love you." I said, "I love her back." And my opinion, I think she was tired, and I think she was ready to go because of the drug she took, and she was on cocaine for many years, and cocaine is not brown, you know. So whatever drug she took, you know, she just wanted to take her life, and that's just my opinion on the whole ordeal concerning Alexis.
When what I noticed today with being a mother and of a really, really iconic house, and you have all these different kids and you meet different kids everywhere, a lot of kids today continue the pattern of yesterday, and they're starting off at 20 and 19 years old doing not just like dipping and dabbing, but doing really, really, really a lot of drugs. What do you think about it? How do you feel about them kids that are just doing, and what could you say to them that's really out there and they 20 and they want to be in the in crowd, they want to vogue, they want to go to the ball, you know, they think that that's fab, you know, because I can actually admit when I came out, that's how it started. It was, you came out, you went on the pier, you met someone fab, you know, then you took a drug, you went to the ball, I won Vogue Femme, the first time I ever took my first bump, I had won Vogue Femme, it was just, you was in the in crowd, and I try to teach today my kids something totally, totally different. So what is your opinion, and what could you say to the young children that is following in that same pattern?
All right, I'm going to say to them, I have went through a lot in my life concerning my ex-lover, which was Jerome. And, you know, again, Nicole, I know I told you last week that I didn't want to talk about it, you know, and I told you don't ask no questions about it. But me being me, and then I went, I had that in my life, so I'm going to talk about it. You know, I had my ex-lover, which was Jerome, which was a realness with a twist. I have never took a drug in my life, you know, no e-pill, no weed. I never drunk, no alcohol or anything. But I was in love with him. He was in love with me. And I just felt that drugs is going to make us happy. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. And, you know, I did some drugs, you know, and I'm proud that I'm where I'm at in my life right now. You know, like, I feel that any concerning drugs, you know, and I come from a drug family. So, therefore, my family was really shocked, and it really hurt them, my brothers and my sisters, because they all look up to me. You know, and it was kind of shocked that I was on it, you know. But me being me and me being the strong individual that I am, I didn't have to go to no rehab. I didn't have to do none of that. You know, and one son that always stood by my side, I would have to say, was James Icon, because when I sat down and talked to him about it, he couldn't even believe it, because he said, "Well, Dad, wherever I saw you, that you was on point." And a lot of people didn't even know, you know, because of who I am. Whenever I came to a ball, I made sure that I was on point, you know, and my appearance means a whole lot to me. So what I would say to them is that what made me really quit is when I went to my family house in New York, and my sister, that all of you know, said, whatever makes you feel good on the inside, imagine what it's doing to you, your body on the whatever makes you feel good on the outside, imagine what it's doing to your body on the inside. You know, and that made me quit, you know, and that's the reason why I got out of Baltimore, you know. And then what made me know that I could move back to Baltimore, I've been there plenty of times after I moved to South Carolina, and I'm fine, you know, because I'm a strong individual, and nothing going to make me go back that way. It was a learning experience, and I'm glad that I'm here to talk about it, you know. And mm-hmm. I have seen a lot of people on drugs, a lot of people, and I have helped a lot of people. You know, it's just like other people that was on drugs and say, Father, I need to go to rehab, blah, blah, blah. And I used to tell them, no, you don't have to go to rehab, because rehab didn't tell you to get on it. You know, you got to be a strong individual. And it's a lot of people that, like, last week that I was shocked that they was 19 years old doing cocaine, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. at a ball. And, you know, what I would say, cocaine is a white man drug, you know, and it costs a lot of money, you know, mm-hmm. because once you take that one thing, you want to constantly keep doing it and doing it and doing it, and then, you know, it's just not a good drug. E-pills, I took an E-pill, and I zapped out. I ain't going to lie, I zapped out with me and my lover, and I ain't gonna lie, I pull out knives and all that. I don't take E pills, I don't take coke, I never drunk alcohol in my life. Only thing I do is smoke cigarettes, and I need to stop that because that's what the doctor said. And that's what Nicole was like, granddad, you always breathe on her. That comes from smoking, and it's very hard to quit smoking, you know, but I'd rather have that before I have a drug inside my body, you know. And also, I will also say this to people that's HIV positive, that the more drugs you take, this the more you break it down your immune system more than what it is. So mm-hmm. you know, and being in denial will even kill you more, you know. So get tested and all that, you know. And like I said, I'm glad that my health is fine. I'm glad that I stopped everything, that I was a strong individual. And a lot of people is not strong like me or other people could just quit, you know. But you got to love yourself. You got to love your parents, you know. I had two brothers that was on crack, you know.
Mm.
And I made them stronger, and they quit now, you know.
Have you ever lost anyone to drugs, any friends or family to, like, real serious drugs?
Yeah. My mother, my aunts, my uncles, my whole generation before me, I lost them all concerning drugs. And they wasn't doing no coke. They wasn't doing no crack. They was doing dope, you know, shooting and all that. So sharing uh-huh. needles and all of that got them to get HIV, you know. And I've lost a lot of people concerning drugs, concerning HIV, you know, a lot of family members and all of that, you know. And me being my age, I'm proud to be where I'm at in my life right now, you know.
Okay. Well, yeah, I heard it. You're all the young kids out there that are doing drugs and stuff. They do it to be, you do it to be down, you do it to get, you know, to be in and to maybe do what you do faster. But in the long run, you will pay for it. And like you said, it's very important if you are infected and if you have any other type of diseases, doing drugs will make your immune system go down. So you should watch what you do. It's never what you do, it's how you do it. And some
exactly.
people don't know how to do things, so you shouldn't do it at all.
Exactly. And then, Nicole, I ain't gonna lie, when I went to a ball last week, and, you know, to see and ask the young generation why they do it, and I just think it's a sorry excuse what they gave me.
You know what, Grandma?
Before.
I have sat and figured out, and I have taken responsibility when I talk to each one of my kids, because what it is a generational curse. It comes from the beginning of time, because when I see my kids that do it, I remember how I started. I remember being on the train, me and my girlfriend Antoine, we was going to Mystery. It was 1996, and it was the Christmas ball. And I remember battling your whole house. That's when it was the 90s between Vogue Fam. And Dee Dee and Albin and me and Selvin. And I took a bump then, and I swear to goodness, I felt fab. I felt like I was a part of the in crowd. I've always been a person that did the same. I've never overdosed or anything. I never spent a lot of money. That's just not my cup of thing. But I have had a lot of friends who had did the same thing I did for the same reasons, and could not stop. And it went all the way to after they found out that they were sick, they got even on it even deeper. And after they found out that the whole everybody that just, you know, the ballroom scene paid them no mind, the people that they did it for were no longer there, they started doing it even more because now they're by themselves. So that's why I always expect all of you young people and all of us leaders to respect the legends and the icons and the people of the older time, because when we show them no love, we put them back in a box with them drugs and they toys all by themselves. And then the next time we hear a situation like, God bless the soul, the pioneer Paris, we shouldn't allow that to happen to our kids. So you can't make them not do it, because when they're not with you every day, but you should preach about it. I do it all the time, all the time. Regardless of what I do, what I have done, I make sure that I don't try to set a path for them as the same way. Okay, I wanted to, I was just, wait. Let me ask you a question. This is a really good question I wrote down to ask you. Do you ever think you will step down as father? And if you said yes, who would your two choices be? Who, if you step down as the overall father and allow someone to run your house as the overall father, who would your two choices be? And would you ever do that?
I don't have to go to two choices. I will only have to go to one choice. And that will honestly would be James Alcorn.
Okay. Well, that's your son and that's his house as well. So I guess that's a very what's the name. Now, do you ever think that you're going to step down?
Right. To really be honest with you, Mom, when I'm planning, I'm supposed to have stepped down when before Danielle passed away. Me and Danielle was going to leave it alone and give it to James Alcorn and Sabrina, but so happened Danielle passed. Now, my I will say this, 2012 supposed to be my last year inside this whole ballroom scene, because I miss a lot of my children of life of growing up, and I'm not going to miss my grandchildren life of growing up. And, you know, and I'm planning on doing other things inside my personal life right now, you know, and so my last year should be 2012.
Okay. All right. So that means that you won't be running to all the balls like you do today anymore.
After 2012, but every ball I will be in 2012.
Yes.
My whole thing, what I'm really, what making me really go to balls and me having a lot of rapport with other houses is because I don't want to leave this time and then have to come back because of the disrespect that other houses is giving my house, you know. So what I'm working up on all my leaders that I have now, and every leader I have in every chapter is strong individuals, and they would not take the disrespect that other houses is giving this house once I leave. But I will be leaving 2012. December 31st will be my last. Whatever ball is in December will be it for me.
Okay. So, I mean, actually, did you ever live in Atlanta?
No. I was supposed to have moved to Atlanta, but I decided not to move to Atlanta. I came to South Carolina. And my two sisters live in Atlanta. So that's where I was supposed to have moved to, but I decided not to move to Atlanta.
What do you feel about the whole Atlanta ballroom scene?
I feel I have gay children out there. You know, I will say that I feel that Atlanta is a ballroom scene of their own. You know, it's a ballroom scene of their own. You know, a lot of it's a big ballroom scene, but only, I say, no more than 10 to 20 people would travel out of Atlanta.
Okay. Well, would that be the same way that everybody feels about Baltimore? No one really comes out and travel in packs like that.
But I will say this about Baltimore. When I was in Baltimore, they travel.
Okay. So you don't like Atlanta to live there?
No, I don't like Atlanta. I mean, I like Atlanta to visit. I like Atlanta to visit my family. I like Atlanta to visit my gay children that's there. But me, exactly, just pick up my stuff and move to Atlanta. That would never happen.
And I heard recently you went across the other side of the United States and you visited their boroughs, and you have a really large house out there, right?
Yeah, my house in California won House of the Year. There were 9 different awards out there, but the most important one that was House of the Year.
Okay, what do you think about the whole L.A. West Coast series?
I was there for, I think I was there for a week. I was there for a week, and I will go back there. I will go back there. They was very respectful. I got close to Devon Chanel, you know, and we always talk on Facebook and all that. My trip, my chapter out down there communicate a lot with me. And I also would say that, I would say that chapter there, which is the father is D and the mother is lovely, they very, the, however they bring in that chapter up, they know the meaning of loyalty. You know, mm-hmm. that chapter is very loyal to D and lovely. So that's a good thing. And you know, and D also won, the father also won Father of the Year down here. So,
oh, okay.
So therefore, oh. that chapter doing an excellent job there.
Okay, so you like that chapter. And what do you think about the Texas ball from St. Do they actually have one there?
Yeah, they have one there. They just had a ball there Saturday, but the overall Mother Angel went to that one and took some children there, and I just went to the free ball, which was in Baltimore, because of promotion on my ball, which is January the 7th. So I went there to promote at the free ball, you know, because I know the people that's going to support me is going to come from that side.
Okay. All right, well, I want to take a commercial break and we can come right back. And if you're on the phone lines and you'd like to say anything to the Pioneer Icon Tony Revlon with your statement, comment, or if you want to ask him a question that you've been wondering or you think that I missed, please press 1 now. After the commercial break, we will take callers and you will be able to address the Pioneer Icon. Be right back. My commercial.
January the 7th.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Real and Slipper Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Fest. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University, Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performance. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Stem Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl. Yes, yes, we are back. And I have that Pioneer Icon, Tony Revlon, on the phone. I am interviewing him about then, now, and today. So if you're on the phone line and if you have a question, comment, or statement right now, you can feel free. But before I do that, I want to say happy birthday to my dear sister, Danielle Icon. Happy birthday, Yelly. I love you. Happy birthday to all the Sagittarius. And Tony, Jasmine says she's going to serve you. It's after 12 o'clock. She'll see you on the runway. Her birthday is now over.
Wow, I'm sorry, Jasmine. Wow. Happy birthday. I know she mad as shit at me.
Yes, the CEO birthday was yesterday. Today is my dear sister. I love Danielle's birthday. Happy birthday. If you're on the phone lines and you have any question, to comment, or statement, I think I did have a caller, but they left. A lot of people don't have patience today. Or you want to give pay homage to the pioneer icon, Tony Revlon, please feel free to press 1, and we definitely bring you on the phone lines, and you can do so. Oh, my caller.
We don't care what people say. We know the truth. Enough is enough
of this
torture.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Queens responding up in this motherfucker tonight. They just came from war. They want to let you know a little something about where they...
Hi, it's the CEO, Jasmine Couture. Are you there?
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Nicole, what are you doing?
I am interviewing with the pioneer, Tony Revlon.
I really apologize, Lord. I really, really. You don't know, I had to fix my own car today because one of my sons put the hose on wrong. I was driving my car with a hose on it, so all the antifreeze was coming out. I had to fix that. Had to pick up these trophies. I really apologize.
It's okay.
I will make it up to you. I promise.
Do you have a question or comment to include in yourself in our interview?
No, I'm listening.
Well, I got you on the phone because I know you already had your interview. So, when is Andre interview?
Oh, that's Nicole's question, right?
Okay.
I stop that. Stop.
No, because the reason I ask, because I'm going to really keep it real with you, Jasmine, you, Nicole, my 149%, because I really felt some type of way last week because he's the only one that didn't call in, so I did speak to him, and he said he really wanted to call in, but he didn't feel for all the drama and all of that stuff, and, you know, and that is one of my number one sons, you know, and... You know, he did want to call in last week.
Okay, let's clarify something real quickly. He didn't call in because of what drama?
The sound effects or stuff like that. He said
okay,
he, you know.
Wednesday night, no one's going to give him sound effects, and he has called in on Wednesday nights before to speak to Nicole's guest. So, like I said.
Oh, so therefore you're saying, so what you're saying, that's bullshit, because he did call in. He called in.
No, but he did call in. And Jasmine, whether you was there or not, he got a sound effect that night. Yes, he did.
Oh,
and that's
did.
Why he,
well,
yeah, that's why he
felt
that like
that.
That.
Okay, well.
That's why he
no,
felt
he's
like
more,
that.
Like I told certain people before that I've talked to about the situation, he is more than welcome to call in. And Nicole is more than welcome to interview him. It's no problem. No, I don't have no problem with Andre at all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's me and you have spoken about that plenty of times. And then I will say this, because Andre inside the ballroom scene, his story is like really interesting too, because he did a lot of positive things outside the ballroom scene, movies, Apollos, and all of that stuff.
Yeah, so, I don't have a problem at all with him coming on the show. The only thing is that this is
wait,
not...
Wait, Kelly. Can I have
not only me.
When Andre called in for Andre did not get any sound effects or anything, and I thank y'all, and I'm going back to finish watching my show.
Okay, well, I do have a caller, so Jasmine, thank you for sitting here and saying that publicly to everyone. I'm sure the whole world heard you, including Andre. I greatly appreciate you coming and being a bigger person.
Jasmine,
all
and plus, I love you, and happy birthday again, and I wish you many,
thank
many
you
more.
So much.
Did you
and everybody down? Listening, everybody listening. Nicole, everybody listening, thank you for all the birthday wishes. Thank you for all, everyone. Just thank you.
Yes.
Move your mouth.
Continue with the interview. Very interesting. Tony, I love you. And
I love you, too.
I just love listening to you. So I'll talk to you guys later.
I'm hoping Nicole asks me some deep questions because Nicole.
Yeah, don't worry about my questions. If you are on the phone line, you have some deep questions that you want to ask Tony at this time. Like, you know, maybe if he's going to get in another relationship or who did he ever, you know, what was his longest. You can definitely press 1. We will bring you in the queue. And by the way, Grandpa, a lot of people have said that they have really gagged off your interview, and it was, like, so touching and amazing. But we have a caller on the phone line. My first call is 312-532. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Oh.
Hello? 312-532. You're live on the air. Go. I guess that caller is gone. Private caller, you're live on the air. The Sister For Real show. Private caller. Guess the private caller. If you are probably calling private and you know you're calling private, when I call private caller, please just say something so I'll know that it's you. If you're on the phone line, press 1 if you have anything that you would like to say and if you'd like to come into the interview and ask any type of questions that you like. Is there any more callers?
Yes, yeah, but Nicole, let me say something to you before you take any more callers. I'm not going to accept a private caller.
Okay.
Because
not accepting private callers.
I went deep in my life, so I'm not going to accept no private calls. I'm not going to answer no private calls, questions, or anything like that because I just put my life is not private to them.
That's over. This show is about people's life and it's opening up. So I think I won't take private callers, period. How about that? Because if you can't say anything good then and put your number there, then if you're calling private, you must be saying something bad. So let's move right along into the interview. My first real intimate question is to you. What type of men do you like? A butch queen? Do you like aggressive men? Are you into feminine men?
I love Realness of the Truth, guys. Or every love I had, besides Eric, which was back in the day was a face child. What attracts me is Realness with a Twist. All my lovers after him have been Realness with a Twist kid.
More intimate. Are you versatile in your relationship, or would you be for love?
Am I?
You heard me? This is an interview.
Well, let me say this.
I mean, for love. I mean, because wait a minute. Let me
how much weight I get. I love fucking. You asked me. I didn't know you were asking all these.
Come on. We said intimate. I want to know.
I don't get fucked. I don't like getting fucked. I love fucking, eating the ass, and all that other good shit. You know, the only thing I don't do is get fucked.
And, what is your age record? Do you like them young? Do you like them your age?
Who was that on Queen's Tommy said that? I don't want nobody wear no dress socks. I want me a nigga with Tims.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch that.
Yeah, the Queens of Comedy. Only people I attract is young guys. I have never attract older guys. I don't know why, you know, but only guys that holler at me is young guys.
Okay, we have a call.
I would not deal with an 18 or a 19 year old guy. No, I would not deal with that.
Jailbait. So you heard it here on my show. No jailbait. We don't jailbait here on the show, okay? The call is gone. Well, listen, if you on the phone line and you press 1, you know, if I'm into it, I'm not supposed to just stop him. I'm going to get to your call. If you can just hold on a minute, or maybe you just got scared, whatever. So you said you don't do the whole jailbait. Have you ever dated or had any type of physical contact with a femme queen? I mean, you've been around for a very long time. You know, I've seen a lot of them that says how cute you are. We have a caller right now on my show for the first time. I feel so honored. It's my also sister. What? Yes? Who? No? Oh, all right. Well, I thought it wrong. Okay, answer my question.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, my God. That's who he dated? Yeah.
Flynn.
So I think you dated Grandpa.
Okay, wait. Who is that? Kelly texted me. Kelly just tried that. Kelly just tried that. Kelly. Well, that's an evil bitch. But I'm not gonna answer that question.
I mean, well, have you ever had any physical contact with a film
queen?
Have
I had sex with a film queen? The one that Kelly's talking about.
Well, I got a different name. Oh, somebody just texted me a different name.
The one where Kelly's talking about it was. That person, that femme queen, which is a femme queen now, was a butch queen back then. Two of them that was butch queens back then are now femme queens. But the femme queen I had sex with, yes, I did have sex with a femme queen, which was Keisha.
Keisha, I just got that text.
I had sex with Keisha, and it was a long. Something happened because back in the day when I was younger, you know, I was living, you know, a straight life, a gay life, you know, and I looked at her as a woman, and, you know, I'm going to keep it real. Something happened during sex that made me attack her, you know, and Nicole already told you that story, you know, and, I'm not going to say it out on here, but I did attack her. I did beat her up because something happened during us having sex, and I think all of y'all could read between the lines, you know, because I looked at her as a woman, so I didn't want to see different things on her, and something happened, and I zapped out, and, you know.
Okay, I got a question behind that. But my caller, we have a caller. If you're on the phone lines and you want to join in this conversation at any time, you definitely can feel free to press 1. My first caller, there, read it, Grandpa, 718-673. You live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hey, Nicole, it's me, Tamika Icon. I was just about to ask that question also for you, for Kelly.
See, I told you they've got it out. But how are you? How's everything? Thank you for listening to the show.
What's the deal?
Nothing. I can't complain. I'm here.
But why we won't know did I have sex with a femme queen? I mean,
right, I got on my phone line, Tanika, that you had a relationship with Keisha.
I had a relationship with Keisha. I had a relationship with Stephanie. You know, I had relationships with a lot of femme queens for different reasons, but I only had sex with Keisha.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the answer to your question. You got it, right? Do you want to ask him any other questions or anything that you got on your mind?
Kelly, and let me say this. Kelly really tried that. And I will say this. If Kelly want to ask me some questions, I'm not going to answer none of her questions because I know what she's going to go at.
You got any other questions to ask him, Tanika?
Oh, that's Tanika.
Yeah, Tanika. Mm-hmm.
Which state?
New York.
New York.
Oh, hey,
Icon.
What's up? Okay. What's up? Okay. Whew.
Wow. Thank you for listening to the show. We're going to put you back on hold. We got another caller.
Y'all got me sweating, Nicole.
You wanted it to get interesting. My next caller is 757-701. Welcome to the Sister to Sister For Real show. I'm interviewing the pioneer Icon, Tony Revlon.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Nicole. This could be...
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
what's up?
My question for Tony, how do you feel about the VA ballroom thing?
The VA ballroom thing? This is Sorge?
This could freak me to Ryan.
Okay, how I feel about it, when I was living there for the 4 years I was living there, the ballroom scene was totally different. I feel that none of y'all respect each other. I feel that the leaders inside Virginia should have more respect for each other. And once y'all accomplish that, and once y'all start respecting each other, I think the ballroom scene will go further. You know, it's a lot of shade on the panel because I have been there since I left there. You know, it's a lot of favoritism there. It's a lot of girlfriend things there. And you have a lot of people that's in VA that really is on the same level. So y'all all are trying to accomplish the same thing.
You know, there's no one in that, and this is my opinion, and me being in this Baltimore thing for 26 years, no one in that state is better than the next one. You're all trying to accomplish and get a name for yourself. You know, so you all need to work together, because all that fighting, all that stabbing, and just like what happened yesterday, the warning that someone put on Destiny, that, you know, that's, I mean, regardless of how we are, our temperament, or you still took, someone still took her freedom away, you know, because now she's incarcerated for something that she believed, that it was shade, that someone, you know. It's just that y'all need to work together. Y'all need to work together. Y'all need to respect each other, because you're fighting. And I lived it. I lived it for 4 years. You know, y'all stab each other in the back. One minute you're girlfriends, the next minute you're fighting, and then the next minute you're back girlfriends. You know, y'all people need to, and y'all just need to, like I said before, people need to know the meaning of a friend. You know, a friend. There's people always say someone's their friend, but they really not their friend. They really they associate.
Or do you have any other questions, Carla?
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Tony, because, I see it every day. Like, it is a lot of girlfriend type of stuff, and then a lot of them, like you said, it's backstabbing, and the girls, like, it's favoritism, and I guess I'll live for that. What I could say is I like when you come here and you, like, basically, like, you, and Rodney, too, when Rodney come here, like, a lot of times they get, like, that straightened out. They be like, no, you see this person. And, I mean, I feel like, I guess when the girls walk for a while here, they feel like, oh, they can't ever be chopped here.
What you just said is exactly the truth. You know, they walk there for a while and feel that they're not supposed to lose that category. Someone from out of town come in that they're not supposed to lose against the out of town. And at the end of the day, they only consist as what? Local. No, if you go out, you travel more, it's better to get your name out of your state, because if you live in that state, you already got your name there. So travel more, you know, and you get your name out of state. Because when I was in New York, I mean, New York is where the ball started, so I made my name there. Then at the same time me making my name there, I made my name in every other state. You know, I'm not just a local icon, a pioneer. Everybody knows Tony Revlon. I have walked in every state. You know, but Virginia is, it's a lot going on in Virginia, for real. And I do appreciate what you said about me coming to Virginia. And I do that in every state, no matter what state, no matter what ball I go to, you know. If something is wrong, I'm going to try my best to correct it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Carla. Thank you, Destiny, for calling in. We're going to put you back on hold. We have another caller. Our next call is 843-714. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show, interviewing Pioneer Tony Icon, Tony Revlon.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm great. What's going on? I'm
Sister
to speaking
to Xavier Revlon. Hey, Daddy.
Hey,
Xavier
Revlon, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
I'm good, Daddy. I was just calling to let you know that I love you dearly.
I love you, too. I love you, too. I love you, too, Tay.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Tay. Thank you for listening to the show.
And I also have you are
that,
Kelly.
No, you're listening to the show and don't know what show you listen. This is Nicole.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nicole. I'm sorry, sweetie.
You was about to say something else?
I'm a little bit high, but yeah, I was about to say something else.
Go ahead.
Daddy, I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. I guess starting out in the ballroom scene, I heard that you said that you started out in New York or whatever, and I know the ballroom scene is kind of big up there. And how did you manage to get out of all of the riffraff that was going up there and, I guess, becoming your own self and, you know, not paying attention to the negative and stuff like that and becoming an icon and a pioneer?
Back then when I was in New York, it wasn't as much of chaos that's going on now. And I have always been insecure in whatever I do. you know, and I've been insecure when I was a child. I knew what I wanted to accomplish in my personal life, and I knew what I wanted to accomplish inside the ballroom scene. You know, it's, I mean, everybody got their own mind. They do what they want to do, but I am very secure in whatever I do. So, therefore, I never was a follower. I have always been a leader inside my life, you know, because I'm not going to follow behind anybody. You know, I listen, I take advice from Paris and all of them and David and Tommy and Larry and all of them. And that's what made me the leader that I am today, is them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm glad I have a daddy like you.
Oh.
I love you.
Thank you. And I have school in the morning, so I'm going to go to school. And it's already 12 o'clock. I was just calling to speak to my daddy and speak to him.
I see you Friday, right? I see you Friday at the ball.
You will. I will be playing the girls.
Okay, our good news. You're going to be in the building. Thank you for listening to my show. Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much. Have a nice night. My next caller is 843-714. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm in South Carolina. This is Just 007.
Hi, Just 007. You have a question or comment for the pioneer?
I was asking something about the ballroom scene. When you leave the ballroom scene in one category, because as I walk European runways, and you want to come back. You haven't walked in like a year and a half or so, and you want to come back to Israel and Swiss, can you?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can walk one way and walk with a twist the same night, and that's what Rodney said to me last week. You know, what you have to realize, if I feel like walking one way and walking realness and walking realness with a twist the same night, yes, I can do that. They are all under Butch Queen categories. I have no moans. You have no moans, and you can walk as many categories you want to walk under the Butch Queen categories. If you feel like walking seven categories that night, yes, you could. If you want to Vogue Femme, Vogue Femme. If you want to walk realness right after you Vogue Femme, you can walk whatever you want to walk. But
I
have walked five categories.
I wanted to come back. I wanted to come back out with a ding. So, because I walked runway and I slayed, but you know, people don't remember my face. So I'm gonna come back out and do two categories and show them that I'm still here.
Yeah. You do whatever you want to do. You know, look at me. I went from realness into runway. And everybody be shocked at the way that I walk runway. And then if I have walked runway one night and I have I walk runway, I walk realness, and I walk film and shop the same night.
Love that. Okay. You have any more questions or statements, comments?
No, it was nice talking to y'all.
Thank you for listening to my show. Thank you. If you're on the phone line and you have any questions, comments, or any questions for Tony, intimate or all, please press 1 and you will be answered. My next call is 443-627. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show. God bless you. 443-627. Hi, welcome to the show. Hello? 908-374. Welcome to the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi. My question is for Tony. What would you like to see about the old ballroom implemented into the new ballroom scene?
That's a very good question. Could you come closer to your phone?
Because I can't hear her.
Yeah, come
close
to your phone, baby.
Okay, what would you like to see in the old ballroom implemented into the new ballroom scene?
I would have to say unity, because back then it didn't make a difference what house you was in, you know. We all hung out together, you know. At this time, it's just so politics, you know. No matter what, you know, the house is a house. My house would stick with my house. The Collins would stick with
with Daquan's, but you see, by us, the House of Carl, the House of Ebony, and the House of Revlon being old houses, we don't do the things that the new houses do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to say, Unity.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you have any more questions?
You see that because, like, when you go to the new functions, you see, like, different people sitting in different places. You don't see people, like, actually going out to go say hi to one another and stuff like that. It's very segregated.
But then, if you ever looked at me, if I walk into a bar late, I'm the one that goes to other, I go to other houses and I speak to their leaders, you know. And we also, because the way that I was brought up, if I enter into the room, whoever in that room, that I'm supposed to speak to them. They're not supposed to speak to me because they was in the room before me. And that's why I go to every table and I speak to everybody.
Oh, you're such a friendly person. We need more people like you in the world.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that, for real.
Thank you for listening.
Look, I have a question to ask you.
Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you for listening to Hold on, Grandpa. Private caller, maybe you need to unblock your number because he's not taking any private callers on the phone line. This is an open show. Your number will not be disploited. You will not be humiliated, but I would appreciate it if we can know the real you. If you're on the phone lines, if you have anything to say, please press 1. What's the question, Grandpa?
I want me to go back to, did Kelly text you the name?
Yes.
Kelly, she tried that. That was evil, Kelly. That was evil. Wow.
The next caller is 864-373. Welcome to the Sister to Sister for Real show with the pioneer icon, Tony Revlon.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey,
what's up?
Was this Nicole?
Yes, it is.
It's Dreet.
Hi, Dreet. Hi, Father Revlon.
What's
How are you?
What's up, Tony? This is Dreet.
What's up, Dreet?
Drake. Oh, Drake, well, how are you?
Infinity, yeah.
What's going
yeah,
on? Welcome to the show.
Nothing. I just wanted to make sure I'm going to see Tony this weekend, right?
I definitely be there.
Yeah, I'm coming in Friday. I'm coming in tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely be there. Definitely.
So, I enjoy the show. Y'all are crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah, crazy. All right,
Drake.
Thank you so much.
You walking Friday?
Of course.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm walking also.
You better be on the floor. I guess that's where y'all be seeing each other. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. I'm going to place you back on hold. My next caller is 843-259. Welcome to the Sister for Real show. I'm going to need some Upper East Coast numbers to come across this. 843-259.
Yeah.
Welcome to Sister for Real show. Okay, your call is gone. 678-865. You're live on the air with the pioneer icon, Tony Revlon. 678-865, you're live on the air. Well, I guess that caller is gone. 678-350. You're live on the Sister to Sister for Real show.
Hey, Nicole. Hey,
hey,
Tony.
Who's there?
This is Rodney Balenciaga.
Hi, Rodney.
Hey,
how are
my
you?
Boy, Rodney. I love you, Rodney.
Hi, Father. I love you as well. I just wanted to call in and pay homage to you, let you know that I love you. You've been a real great inspiration in my life and in my ballroom career. And I just also wanted to say, you know, I heard you make mention of the scene here in regards to the Atlanta scene itself. And also just want to let you know that we are taking some steps to get some progressive moves going as we discussed prior. You know, those things are in the works so that we can bring this back together and just make it to what it needs to be, what it should be, and how things used to be, you know. But I didn't have any questions or anything. I just definitely wanted to call in and pay you some homage to let you know that I love you.
I love you too, Rodney. And then the same thing I told you 2 weeks ago. Whatever changes you're trying to make, I definitely got your back.
Amen.
I know.
You got
all
everybody
right, Nicole,
back.
I love
who
you.
Who got your back? I got your back, Grandpa. I got your back all the fucking way.
Got
I got
back?
Your back.
You got
I got
my
back. Your
back.
I can break backs because my father is James Eichel, so I got your back. I got your back, all right? All right. Thank you for calling in. Thank you,
you
so much. My next call is 619-865. Welcome to the Sister to Sister for Real show. 619-865. Welcome to the show. Hey.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good. I just wanted to say hi to my father, Tony. I'm from the West Coast Revlon chapter.
West Coast in the building. Welcome to the show.
This sound like RJ. This is RJ?
This is RJ Unforgettable. You better know it.
You know it. You said he's been around too long.
What's up, RJ?
How you doing, Dad?
I'm chilling.
I know that, you know, sometimes it feels like the West Coast Revlons are a little disconnected. I wanted to know, what was your most memorable moment here in California?
My most was when, let me see, Real Talk is when, my most memorable is when I found out Jack was there.
Okay.
Oh.
No, it wasn't an old thing. Because me and Jack, that's when me and Jack first saw each other.
Oh, damn. Well, at least that would happen in L.A., not in the East Coast. Do you have any more questions for your father, RJ?
That's all I had to ask him. I just wanted to, you know, check in and see how he enjoyed himself on the West Coast. I'm sorry that happened.
No, I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. You said the most memorable. So therefore, when I think of Cali, that's when me and my friend that, you know, for many years was at that incident was the first time we saw each other. And you already know what was going to happen and all that, because all of that, all your Revlons was ready to attack also. But, you know, me being who I am, you know, we just left it alone, and that was the first time that me and Jack saw each other. But besides that, was helping you out, getting your sex together. You know, I think it's just like I said earlier. I think you're very respectful, and I even said that I would come back there again. Whose phone is that, Nicole?
That's his phone. So he's by the computer. You need to leave it with your computer. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
I love my children in Cali. I think they're very respectful, and I'm coming back next year.
Oh yes, we makes it unforgettable out here, Dad. You know that.
Okay, thank you, because you got that computer in my ear, RJ. Thank you for calling in. We're gonna place you back on hold. Thank you for listening. My next caller is 803-220. Welcome to the Sister to Sister for Real show with the pioneer icon, Tony Revlon. 803-220, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Welcome to the show. May I ask who am I speaking with?
Icon.
Who?
Wawa.
Wawa, hi, how are you? Yeah. Is it a question, comment, or statement?
That's Wawa.
This is to my father. You are such a liar.
Who is this, Wawa?
This is your son, Wawa. What the fuck do you mean here?
From Baltimore?
Yes, Dad. You don't know your phone.
But what are you doing with that area code 803?
No, that's the first 3 digits of my cell number. My number is the same thing is.
Oh, okay. I'm a liar about what?
No, about coming to see me and stuff.
That's Wawa.
No,
that's Big Boys
One Way,
the handle
phone. Oh, Wawa. I'm so sorry. I thought you, 803, I thought they was coming to get him because he was lying about the Femme Queens. Hi, Wawa, how are you? I thought they were hunting to get him because Letitia texted my phone down, baby. I thought, you know, and she has a very interesting question that I have to ask. But Wawa, you have something to give to your father.
No, I just wanted to say hello, y'all. You know I've never been on here, so I just wanted to say hi. That's all.
And thank
I
you for gracing
Wawa.
My runway. Yeah. This is, you can listen every Wednesday. It's always interesting.
All right. Thank you.
Love you, Wawa.
My next caller is 443-825. Baltimore, you're on the Sister to Sister For Real show with the pioneer Tony Revlon.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Dad. This is Sade Revlon from Baltimore.
Hi, Miss Sade. How are you? How are
I'm
you?
Great.
Welcome to the
How
show.
How are you?
I'm great. Interviewing Grandpa. I'm here.
Okay, that's what's up. Dad, I was just calling because I wanted to say I love you.
I
respect and admire you on so many levels because I know what you sacrificed personally to become the pioneer that you are in the ballroom scene, and I appreciate that, and I love you for that. And I also
I
have a question.
Okay.
My question is, of course you know your arrival is anticipated in Baltimore. Did you have any plans or a strategy coming down to help fix what's going on around here?
Yes, I spoke to one individual today. Yesterday, Wednesday, they had an alliance meeting yesterday. I spoke to someone that that's in charge of there now, and we talk about once I arrive there in March that me and him is going to work together, which is David Illuminati. You know, we had an hour conversation about what's going on in Baltimore. You know, and one thing about David, whenever I sit down and talk to him and explain to him, you know, because his whole mind at that time about that Saturday situation, he was feeling a certain way. So once I explained to him the do's and the don'ts, that what you can't do, you know, he understood it. And then he said, you know something, fault there, you are right. So me and him is going to work together, you know, because David's another person that when he get into something, he get into it with a clear mind. I'm not going to get involved with any leader in Baltimore that don't have a clear mind, because once I'm involved with something, I put my house aside and I go in it in a clear mind. If they about politics and being favoritism, I'm not going to socialize with them concerning the ballroom thing.
Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. Wish you luck with all that, but don't let that consume all your time, because if we don't kick it and stuff like that when you get back, I'm going to be very upset.
No, come on, Sean. You know, and Sade Nicole is one of them, like one of my daughters.
I think it was, but anyway,
and this is when I said, you know, when I was going through my stuff in Baltimore, you know, she came up to my job and, you know, gave me a hug and said, here, Dad, keep this and make sure you move forward, and I thank you for that. Because the reason why I don't forget things like that, because I'm a person that for 6 years, I am always the person that's been giving. I'm always giving. So when someone just surprised me and gave me something, it touched my heart, and that means a lot to me, and I would never forget things like that.
Well, I mean, Dad, you know, we family, and you know, I came out in 99, been a Revlon ever since. So, you know, I love you and stuff like that. So,
Sade, thank you for listening to my show.
No problem. You guys have a good one. It was nice chat.
Okay, thank you.
I see you in March.
My next caller is 310-349. Welcome to the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Good evening, you guys. How are you?
How are you? How's everything?
First, I have a statement, and then I have a question following my statement. And before I make my statement, I want you guys to know that I'm a person that was raised to never disrespect my elders. So please don't take anything that I say, like, as shade or out of context. But
is this Tiny?
No.
Who is this?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Yes.
Okay.
I kind of fell out of the loop from listening to the radio station back, like, when the incident happened with Tony in Baltimore, and I hadn't listened anymore until recently. And my question to Tony is, what did you do to regain your respect back in the ballroom community? Because at one point, everybody was against you. What you did was wrong, and different kind of stuff like that. What do you do to regain your respect back?
In that incident, everybody was going. It happened in North Carolina. What happened was that what I would have to say is that once they watched the tape, and everyone was saying what they had to say because of the fact that I was incarcerated. But once I came home, and once they watched the tape and saw what really happened, and you know. And once I came back, I came straight back into the ballroom scene. You know, I didn't stay away my first week, my first day when I came home. I went straight to a ball because I believe in what I stand for. And everyone makes mistakes. I did make a mistake concerning the hotel, but it was not my fault of what pushed me to that. You know? And once everybody saw the tape and realized that yo, it was not Tony's fault. You know, I was not the one being disrespectful. He was being disrespectful to me. You know, and I didn't hit Jack. I grabbed his hand to pull him to the back. You know, so therefore the respect to me. And honestly, I'm going to say this to you: when I was incarcerated, my main thing. When I spoke to one of my daughters, was like, damn, I lost a lot of respect. She said, no, Father, that you did not lose no respect. If these people know you, they know you. Regardless of my temper, I have a beautiful heart. And anyone that knows me know I have a heart. And is very kind and very giving, you know. And I love Jack. I love Jack today. I love Jack when that happened, you know. And also, Jack just texted me yesterday. Me and Jack is going to always be friends. We're always going to be friends, you know. And I love him, you know. And that's why I get on here whenever I could, when I hear other friends going through nonsense, because it is nonsense, you know. And I try to make peace. Regardless of how my temper is, I make peace with other people. I'd rather be the one that be the bad one. I'd rather everyone else be good.
And did you ever reach out to Felicity?
When the first day I came home. I spoke to Felicity, you know, and we talked. That's my granddaughter, you know. She understands, you know, why she understands, and you know why she forgives me? Because we have the same heart. Felicity have a heart. She's a beautiful person, you know. And she knows. Incident that occurred that you know, I'm not going to say that I wasn't Tony, but it was another side of Tony, you know. And when other people bring blood to you, you show another side, you know. And so happens she was there, you know. It could have been anyone standing there, anyone that was in the house of Mizrahi at that time, you know. And I will say this to you also, the Mizrahis and I have the relationship is right back to normal. If you go on my Facebook page, you see Joe Cruz left me he left something on my wall, you know, because whatever happened that day, everyone that knows me knows that I am a good person, you know.
Okay. I mean, I didn't want to like rehash the past, but I was very curious to know.
No. I appreciate you even asking that question.
Yes, and it was a very interesting question.
Yes, I think that was a very interesting question because of how, where I'm still at in my life that I still did not go. Because anyone else, you know, I really believe that if it was my fault, I think the whole ballroom scene would have changed, would have turned their back on me. But certain people know how I am with every house that's out there. I am a part of it, and I respect every house, you know. So therefore my respect is going to remain, because I still do the same thing, and I even do it better now, you know. I even walk more now. I wasn't doing that before, you know. So I felt that once I came home, I had to start over, and I did. And me starting over was me walking balls to show that, like, okay, I did this, but I'm letting you know I still love this scene, and I still love Jack, and I love whoever talked negative about me, whoever was on the show talking negative, like Kelly, you know. That was the number one person was talking bad about Tony, but I still love Kelly. I gave her a nickname, you know, Jasmine, you know, Andre, and that's just the type of person I am. You know, I come from a family of 12, you know. We argue, and however you feel, you feel. You know, that's how they feel. You know, I'm not going to say they're kissing my ass because they're not. They know deep in their heart what type of person I am, you know.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm enjoying the show. Love you, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you for listening and keep listening. There's always more to come. Thank you. My next caller is 843-259. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show with the pioneer icon, Toni Revlon.
Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
This is
Africa. This is who?
Africa.
Hi, Africa. How are you?
I'm fine.
How's everything? Thank you for listening to the show.
Of course, no problem. Hello, Father.
Hey, Africa. Hey, wifey, what's up?
You said I never could show you no love or tell you I love you anymore, so I just wanted to get on the show for a brief second to let you know that you are greatly appreciated, and to be honest, I really wouldn't know, like, where I would be right now within certain situations, you know, if I didn't have you in my life. And, like, going back to, like, when you had got incarcerated behind the craziness that took place in North Carolina and, you know, everything that was going on. And I remember when you called, we was in the middle of a hospital, and I remember when you called and Keisha gave me the phone. And I'm not going to get into, like, the details of what was going on at the time, but, you know, when we got on the phone, I started crying when I heard your voice. Because I was like, I was at a standstill because I was kind of lost. Because, you know, I come to you for a lot of just an advice. And I just really want to let you know I love you so much. And I wouldn't trade you for the world.
Oh, make me cry.
I love you too, Africa. And I thank you for always being by my side also.
Oh, Africa, where's Keisha?
That bitch downstairs eating.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's
and you're listening
doing
to the show. Mm-hmm.
She's doing the same thing that Kelly's eating.
Mm. Kelly, you eating, girl? Oh. Thank you, Africa. Thank you so much. That was very, very beautiful. You
no
love she eating. She eating. I feel the same way. My next caller is 803-220. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show. Big up to the South Carolina, the Atlanta, and all the people that are paying homage to the pioneer.
Hello?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, Father Tony, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
This is Jasmine.
Oh, my God. What's up, Michael Black?
Nothing. I'm calling for a show you love from South Carolina. And my question is about Drag's Realness. Down here in South Carolina and even in Atlanta and North Carolina, we have a lot of girls that are walking Drag's Realness that are either moaning or, you know, they walk around with sew-ins. So it takes away the element of, you know, being a butch queen in drag. The people like me who walk around with mustaches and hair and all of this. And I'm just wondering, is anything going to ever be done about that? Because it kind of takes away from the category. I might as well go ahead and moan and, you know, be like the rest of the girls and deem the category instead of doing what I'm supposed to do to be a real butch queen in drag.
Okay, but I'm going to answer that question. If someone is on moans and if I feel their chest and it's not, yes, I will chop them. Now about the hair thing, Sylvan started by young people supposed to have this on, this on. I'm just, this is my opinion about concerning the hair. If you bring your hairdresser to a ball and your hairdresser do your hair like this and do your sewing and take it right out, you're still a butch queen. So I don't think the sewing can mean anything. I feel that if someone is on moans, that's not their category. I also feel that if you're doing it 24 hours, I don't think that you should be walking that category.
Uh-huh. Do you have any more questions or comments?
No, that's it. Love you, Dad.
I love you
too,
Michael.
Thank you for calling the show. My next caller is 312-532. You live on the air.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
Hi,
what's up?
This is Tree. Tree
is
low. We just call us and hi, Daddy.
What's up, Father Tree?
Hi, Daddy. We look forward to seeing you this weekend. I wanted to let you know that we welcome you with open arms.
I definitely will be there Saturday. My flight getting in Saturday. And I'll be in Chicago Saturday, Nicole.
Oh, you going to Chicago? All right. Welcome.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I hope yes, everybody in Chicago is looking forward to seeing you too. Brooke, you going to Chicago? Oh, you doing your thing. When I got a question for you now. You said 2012. Okay. All right. So go ahead. Go to Chicago. What's going on, Tree? You have any more questions or comments or statements to the father?
No, I just want to say I love you, Father, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
I love you too, Tree. I love you, I love you too.
Okay,
Aaron,
you going to Chicago too? Okay, yeah, girls,
let's
see. Yeah,
I love you
time.
Too, Tree, and you keep doing what you're doing. Okay, you're doing an excellent job.
My next caller is 412-867. You're live on the Sister to Sister for Real show with the pioneer icon Tony Revlon. 412-867.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I just have a quick question. Where did you get that name from? Like Sister to Sister for Real.
The Sister to Sister for Real show. I got the Sister to Sister because that's how much the Sister and the Sister come from me and Miss Ashley. And one day, the day that I ever planned to have a boy, I never had one. I said I would name it the Sister to Sister boy, and every year I would put a different sister on that ball so we can share whatever it is that we gave. The For Real is who I am, and this is the show I want to be based upon, for realness. If you're not real, don't come on this show, like, for real.
Oh, okay, clever. Okay, that's all I really wanted. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Okay, hold any more callers. If you're on the phone line, we have to hold calls because I still have questions and everything. And we're going back, Grandpa, to... my first question, the question where we left off at is, I want to ask the last question of that. What do you think about femme queens going with butch queens?
Oh, that's, I mean, I don't see a problem with that. Why would you ask that?
Because a lot of butch queens, period, went being that they like butch queens, when they find out that another butch queen that they either like or another butch queen, that could be their friend, goes with the femme queen, they always give a yuck feeling or, oh, my God, or, you know, they even read them. So the butch queen that really likes the femme queen has to be quiet
because
he doesn't want to get read by his butch queen girlfriends.
Okay, what I would say, and I have dealt with a femme queen, but I prefer right now from that first femme queen, from after that femme queen, I would deal with nothing but butch queens. But I will say this, that the best lovers inside the scene will be femme queens. They're more loyal, they're more respectful, and once a femme queen say they love you, they love you, and it's not fake.
No place
to
bring home.
You know, I don't know about that. No place but like home. But I'm talking. I do
because I have from the beginning of my time. You know, I've never dated guys. I remember Curtis Revlon telling me that I wouldn't. I used to read down. But from then to now, even if I'm not with a butch queen, then I'm just with by myself because that's the type of feeling. You can be yourself. You being a femme queen, he knows what you are. You know, you can be yourself. He calls you a man. He's a faggot. You know, it's a real deep thing for me. So. I'm private callers. I told them no private callers. They unblocked their number. London,
you know,
wasn't calling private.
But I would never deal with it. I would never deal with a femme queen.
Reason why I say a femme queen is no place like home, because at the end of the day, when the whole world does you bad and you have that femme queen that loves you, whether it's your mother, your sister, your girlfriend, or your wife, or even if it's just your femme queen wife, they will go over the mountains,
under the sea to make sure that you're okay. That's so true, because when I was incarcerated, it was more femme queens in my house that was standing by my side than butch queens. You know, when you deal with a butch queen, it's just so much because you are gay man, they a gay man, you're always in competition with each other. It's just a bunch of drama with them. You know, they not real. You know, they say that they love you, and then they go out there taking a number or getting fucked or something like that. You know. But at least you know with a femme queen, because of the fact that it, I mean, that's just in them, you know.
My theory to that as what I learned, because I truly say I wrote the Ramada when it comes down to it, I don't involve myself with knowing what I dealt with when I got into it, meaning I knew he was a butch queen that liked butch queens, and that's going to always be a part of him. So for me, I keep myself out of it, and to the butch queen, I make sure they know, you see me, you buy me a drink, and you keep it fucking moving. You wait till the time when I am not, because that's what they do, and I expect every femme queen to think realistically about what it is. That's why so many get hurt, they get on drugs, they gag, they say the butch queens turn the femme queens out. No, the femme queens are way stronger, and if they're not strong enough to handle the faggy boy or the boy that likes all the other boys that like all the other boys, which is going to eventually need you, then you shouldn't be doing it. So that's why I asked you that question. It's very important. But
okay,
I have a question. Did you want to say something? What did you about to say?
No, go ahead.
I have a question that I think was so over, and I'm glad I didn't get to put this down, but I'm gagging. It says, ask him, how does he feel about when a femme queen passes away and their family buries them as a boy after they lived their life as a woman? That question comes from the icon, Letitia Revlon.
Okay, Letitia's trying to, but this is my opinion. You know, I have a biological son, and if my son would turn to church, I would say I'm gonna, because I learned this word from Letitia and Keisha, would turn into a transsexual, I'm gonna bury my son as a man. I don't care how he lived his life. I'm gonna bury him as.
What if he wanted to be buried as a female? What if that was his request?
Okay, if that was his request, I think that I should pass away before him then.
What? Letitia, you dropped it. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to move on with that question, Grandpa. I'm going to move on. My next... Oh, really? We're in New York City now. I have a caller. My next caller is 646-465. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hey.
646-465.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, speak up. What's up?
Hello.
Hello, this is the For Real show. Get rid of him. 317-775. Welcome to the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Y'all faggots need to confess your sins.
Well, I'm pretty sure you got some of your own, and you need to do the same.
My only
next
sin
caller.
Killed,
next caller. 718-304, you're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hello, good morning to all of you.
Good morning, welcome to the show.
Okay, and back to the Sim Queens dating the Butch Queens.
Oh, darling.
Okay, now, we were all born men. Really,
okay.
Technically. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
So,
I know
mean,
what you're going to say.
Yeah, because...
Don't get it twisted. Wait. Let me reiterate myself. Because I know I've been there, and that's why. Let me say this to you. That's why today I'm by myself. Because that's what I would have accepted then, caller. Like, you know, at the 21, because I never date, you know, really went with a piece of tray. So, you know, back then I was young. I was 21, 22. You know, I was even actually attacking them. You know, my record is horrible. But as I got older, I knew that no. I mean, it shouldn't matter what people think about us, and nor should what we do in our bed matter. I am technically a man, and whatever you desire from them, whether it be lay in my arms, me hold you, or even if it meant, excuse me, I'm a lady still, me doing you, that should be done in our relationship. But that was an excuse that I made for myself to get me through how I had to get through, Paula.
Right, I understand that.
Okay,
and, the thing is that, you know, sometimes I say to myself, then why, you know, with some of the femme queens, you know, because then you have femme queens who sleep with the dykes and stuff like that. And then I say, well, why get all this work done if you're going to be running back and forth And a lot of it is confusing because to the world, it's like the transsexuals are already confused. So when they hear that you have gotten a dyke pregnant or whatever the case is, that just makes things so crazy.
You know what I think for those people and even yourself, I think that I think we all need to consider before we pass judgment that it's a mental thing. It is not about, it's a mental thing. You know, sex, it feels different, but who you feel like and what you feel like, it's a mental thing. So for me, mentally, I am a woman. I think like a woman. I react like a woman and this, this, and that. But whether I use what I was born with to feel good is a whole new different story. I'm still using everything that I feel that I was born with. Grandpa, I'm sorry. That I was born with or whatever. So that's, I think it's a mental thing. So the dykes, the femme queens, and to everybody that's listening, I think it's a mental thing. And now I'm going to do a show on that, being that you started, but this is his interview. I'm going to do a show on that, that you started it. This is going to make sure you look forward to it. Do you have any questions, Tony, for Tony?
What should I say to Tony? Well, how are you, Tony?
I'm chilling. I'm hot.
Okay.
I'm sweating right now. I just turned on my ear. Because that conversation, I just like, ugh.
You are so dramatic.
Well, you guys have a wonderful morning, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. My next caller is 703-670. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hi, this is Tyrone.
Hi, Tyrone.
Hello. I have a question about these femme queens you're talking about.
No, I'm gonna actually have a show on that, so I want you to look forward to it because this is his interview.
Wait. I'm sorry, but I just want to ask something. I have a friend that's a femme queen, and her name is Shabamba Nikwa, and she tells me about this game called Battletoads, and I wanted to know if you know anything about Battletoads.
No, I've never been into anything that other femme queens have been into. I guess that's why I'm so different. I've never been. I don't know their games. I don't know where they go at. I don't know anything. You know, if they're not my sister, to be quite honest, I don't even have a relationship with them. My friends and the people in my heart are butch queens, and I don't understand why. Maybe it could be the male in me, but I just don't do them. So
what's her name again?
Tyrone.
What's her name again? No. His girlfriend name.
What's your girlfriend name?
Shaquan Denisha.
Thank you, caller, but I will have a show based on that, and you can be able to ask any questions you want. Thank you for listening, though.
Have a nice day, y'all.
You too, baby.
You too.
My next caller is 424-288. You live on the Sister to Sister For Real show. 424-288.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nicole. Hey, Tony. This is Yanni Evidence.
Hi, Yanni Evidence.
I'm fine. I just want to say to Tony, like, when I walk realness, I always look at people like you and Ashley and Nicole just to give me that nod, like, you get your 10s.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just like, so in Baltimore, when that happened to me, like, I kind of, like, looked at you, like, you know, it was just, like, it was just so crazy. So how you feel about, like, the shady faggots on a panel who want to chop just because they can.
You took my question, caller. Yeah, I kept calling then. Okay, go ahead, Grandpa, because that was my question. Thank you, caller.
The question was what, Nicole?
How do you feel about these shady people on the panel that are chopping these kids and chopping them consistently? I'm going to add my part in, for personal reasons or because they shouldn't be there because they don't know what they're doing. Long question,
exactly.
But yeah.
How do I feel
about it? Yeah. How do you feel about it? About them shady judges who are chopping children for personal reason or because they do not know what to do, and what could we do about it, Pioneer?
Right. The only way you could tell if someone's doing something personal concerning the choppers is if you know what's going on between them two people. Now, as I'm sitting there, and then if someone has chopped them, if I don't know it's personal, I can't say nothing about it. But if I know it's personal, at my balls that I give, and Nicole and a lot of other people have been at my balls, that I override my judges a lot, you know, because if I feel and if I think it's shade, I'm going to override it. But if I don't know it's personal,
mm-hmm.
there's something I could do about that.
Right, because mm-hmm. it was like when I was walking to Baltimore, you know how you had to walk down the whole table? I just walked mm-hmm. down the whole table, and I just got my tens from everybody from that whole side and came down the whole table to the last person. And when I turned around, I saw him trying to just be sneaky about the whole situation. So that's why I just kind of like, that's why I hit you up on Facebook and was like, thank you for your vote, because it was just like he just did it out of spite, and he don't know me from, you know, a hole in the wall. But
okay,
he gave me my tens.
But one thing I would say to you, I don't know why the ballroom scene is like this, but I would say this, that a lot of people in the ballroom scene feel that as long as I give them their 10, they fine. No matter if they got chopped or anything, but if I put my 10 up, they feel that the hardest judge is Tony Revlon, you know. But I don't know why the ballroom scene feel that way, but I feel that we all are judges, you know. But
yeah.
if I'm going to chop somebody, I'm not going to be sneaky about it. I'm just going to chop them.
Right,
you know?
because people like you and Ashley and, like, a couple of other people are just so honest to the point where it's not even going to be a shady chop. It's just going to be like, you're real nice. You know, it's just giving that mm-hmm. So that's why I felt as if, you know, when I just got it, it was just like, yeah.
I gave you a 10?
Yeah.
So
you gave my
10
to Sylvia as well.
That means that you're real, then. I gave you a 10 before. Because if you wasn't real, if I saw the Adam's apple, if I saw hair, or if anything that was mainly about you, believe me, I will chop you. So if I gave you 10, that means that you will to me.
Okay, thank you so much. That was the only
thing. Thank you. Before I go to my next call, you know what? That brings me back to the memory I had. I remember when I first got deemed legend and I had to walk realness and I came to your ball. And it was the 2012 ball. And I didn't expect what happened there, but I was looking at your face like the whole time. And I just noticed how you just kept paying it. And I was just really trying to get your attention, but you was just paying them. And now all the judges were sitting there and I won over every last girl, and I was deemed realness legendary maybe a couple of months before, and then I got back on the floor and went over everybody at your ball.
That's for sure.
My next caller is 646-465. You're live on the air.
Hey,
welcome to the show.
Hey, am I talking?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I've been having these real bad troubles. So my boyfriend,
that's the same number as before.
Oh, could you get rid of that caller, please?
What?
Thank you. Call in on Monday and Tuesday. Kelly will help you. Kelly will help you on Monday and Tuesday. She'll tell you what you should do and tell you where your boyfriend is at. I guarantee you. My next caller is 317-775. You're live on the air.
Hey, I just want to say shout out to my boy Tyrone, because I know what he's talking about, that Bell's house. You were the boy talking about that in the Bell's house. I want to give a shout out to Bell's house, because, girl, I love that game.
What? I mean, quickly.
I'm surprised that you ain't played that. You ain't heard of that, you said?
No.
You ever heard of Battletoads?
Is it a FemQueen game?
Hell yeah, it is.
That's
some old school. See, what it is you'd be a toad and you'd be battling.
What? Okay. With your toes?
Yeah, with toes, girl. You just be straight battling.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. Thank you. My next caller is 720-277. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Morgan in Boulder. And
hi, Morgan. How are you?
I'm super. How are you? I just want to say, you know, we're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Got to make you understand. I'm never going to give you up.
I'm never going to let you down.
Get rid of this caller. And before I take any more callers, I'm going to tell you something. Whatever number that you're calling me from this show on Wednesday night, I will make sure you never are able to call this show again. I'm not looking
Nicole,
to hear that.
Nicole, no, you. Why are you going to get upset at him? He's telling me how, because what he's saying is that, like, he's the person for me. That's what he's saying.
He's the person for you? Like,
yeah,
sounding like that? Next caller, Grandpa. 813-484. You live on the air.
Hello?
Hello, what's going on? You on the air?
Yeah, I just want to say I love your show. I listen to it every Wednesday.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
You're welcome. I have such a respect. Oh, my God!
They are crazy. Next caller, 70427. No, that's not. I'm not taking that call anymore. Okay, no more callers for right now. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to keep on going on. Should we cheat?
No, I want the boy number because he says he's the right person for me.
No, he's not. That now you said that you don't know. You described the type of people you want. Did that sound like the type of person you would be talking to?
He might be the one.
Oh, Grandpa, you everybody on this phone line, download the iCards, and you will see the type of person that you are looking forward to meeting and stuff like that. Okay.
Hey, I have a crush on a face child, though.
Oh, you have a crush on a face child? What house they
yeah.
in?
Yeah. I can't tell you that because
no, you don't have
knows.
To say the first child, but you can just say the house, unless they're the only face child in the house. Come on.
Rodney,
he's not on the line, probably.
To my Balenciaga.
Oh, Rodney Balenciaga, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Grandpa, where's why don't we see the overall mother anymore? Like, you know, we see you everywhere, but we don't see the overall mother.
Because when Tony was on break, Angel was doing her thing, but Angel was just in Texas. She just worked sex timing, but I think Trina lives a lot. He went over her, you know, but she was just in Texas walking.
Okay, who would you say is one of the favorite people, one of your favorites, some of your favorites in the ballroom scene today?
My favorite?
Yeah.
For what categories?
Just around. We don't have to have necessary category. It don't have to necessarily be about a category. It could just be your favorites in the ballroom scene today.
Realness with a twist.
Oh, my God. All you realness with a twist, just know when you're twisting, be on point because that's his favorite. That is
but
really...
I love my favorite. I was just looking at a picture. Angel's gonna always be my favorite because of the fact, you know, she reminds me so much of Danielle. She's just a short version of Danielle. She just don't have Danielle temper, but it's Danielle. It's Angel. I have a lot of favorites. I love all my gay sons. All my gay sons, they children. You know, I love my gay family. Period. And them are my favorites to me.
All right, I have a caller say a question. My question, I have a question. What is your outlook on the Midwest and where will he ever make a return to the Midwest, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Ohio? I think you answered that because you're going there next week, right?
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday.
Well, to this person that I asked me this question, he'll be there Saturday. And what do you think about the scene there?
I've never been there.
Oh, okay. He's never been there. Okay, so you can't pass judgment. I have a caller, 224-565. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
They don't think it be like it is, but it do.
What?
They just don't think it be like it is, but it do.
Okay. Do you have any questions, comment, or anything you would like to say to the pioneer?
I love Aaron and Leroy Jenkins.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in. My next caller is 646-465. You're live on the air.
That's the same number.
Yeah, and what I'm really starting to realize, that you're sending me the same numbers constantly. That's what I'm getting into. They all basically are the same numbers. Okay. All right. So you said we just asked that question. Okay. So you never said who was the favorites. You never said that at all. Well, you haven't made West.
I said my gay
family. Angel, yes.
Gay family is my favorite. Anyone else that's my gay family.
Okay. My next call is 775-273. You live on the Sister to Sister for Real show.
Hi there. My name is Agil Belerna Catalfa. It's so nice to finally meet you. I was listening to your radio, and by gosh, you are so inspirational. Everything that you say, I'm just crying inside. And
thank you.
And I'm sorry that you have to go through with all these people making all these jokes on the phone calls. You don't deserve that. Not at all.
I know I don't. I know I don't either, but thank you very much. I appreciate what you're saying. Thank you for listening to the show. I hear that from a lot of people.
And can I add one more thing, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Huh? See ya. Okay. My next caller is 832-491. You're live on the air.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, this is my first time on the line. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. My name is Prada Ebony. I've been walking the ballroom scene for 2 years. I just want to say that, I've been to the Dia Ball this year and to the Collections Ball, and I just want to say that I see that Tony really, takes his family serious and that, he carries himself with respect and dignity. So I just feel that you run your house very well.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, life to the homies. Grandpa, you got so
thank
many
you.
Callers you can't get through your interview. Thank you, caller, for
but
coming on. Hello, I'm so sorry for tickling her off. Is she still there? Hello? 832-491, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Go ahead. What you wanted to say? I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to get clicked off.
I just wanted to say thank you guys for mentioning Houston. We are, trying to make the Houston ballroom scene a better ballroom scene. And LaMelle did have a successful ball this past Saturday. And I just want to thank y'all for noticing it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening and keep listening every Wednesday.
No problem.
Thank you. My next call is 301-699. You're live on the air. He needs his own show.
Hello, Nicole.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the pioneer icon, Tony Revlon show.
Hey, what's going on? I just have a quick question for Tony. From back in the day, from when, balls were, based off more of quality, what do you think now about judges, judging a particular person based on how good they look? Because, now it's more so like, if you're not fuckable, or if you don't look as good, you know what I'm saying? Or if you're not, if you don't look as good, then, you don't get 10s. But back, way back when, it was a time when, if you turned it, you got your 10s. Fuck how you look, you know what I'm saying? But now, more so now, it's based on, well, damn, if she a beast, you know what I'm saying? Or if a person that doesn't look up to par, or they don't look, able enough for you to take them home, then, then they may pass judgment or pass you by, post from the motherfucker that may look better than you. What do you think about that?
Okay, well, what I'm for you concerned that happened at the Legends Book last year with some guy that was walking Vogue Femme, and he was a very attractive guy, but all the judges were judging him on his look and not his performance. And I got on a mic and I said, this category is not face, this category is Vogue Femme. So what I need to be doing is paying attention to his performance and not his face, because they was constantly keep picking him because he was cute. And I just say something about it. And me personal, it's just like a lot of people come to me after the ball or Erickson messaged me on Facebook and said, I'm the person, da la la. And I'm like, well, I don't know how you look, but if you tell me what you have on, I probably could know you by then.
Right.
By that way, because I'm judging you on your effect or whatever the category is saying. If you're an attractive young man, you're an attractive young man, but I'm not judging you on that.
Okay, cool. Now, I have one more question for you. Realness. So realness now is different from the realness, you know, when you was, you know, out and when James Caan and, you know, all those people was walking, you know. What do you think about the realness now compared to, you know, back in the 90s and the 80s?
The realness now, I have seen a lot of realness guys win when I don't think they should have won. I have seen a lot of realness guys that get chopped that I feel that they should not get chopped. You know, realness, when I judge realness by someone that could look at me in my eyes, that look like a guy that I don't see no gay shit in them at all.
True.
You know, that's the way I judge realness. You know, and then if, let's say somebody a thug nigga, and then if they walk and they come up to me, then once I look in their eyes and then they put their head down, I'm automatically going to chop them. I don't care how real they are or anything. If you can't look at me in my eyes and you have to put your head down, that means that you're not a real nigga to me, because I'm going to look at you in your eyes.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, yeah.
Thank you, caller, for calling in. Thank you very much for listening. Grandpa, I have a question for you. What do you think about the parents that put their children on the panel? And how long, like, for example, in the House of Call, we don't put kids on the panel. We're actually preparing little James to get on the panel. You would get James really is so strict about what ball or, you know, what he's preparing for him to walk. How do you feel about putting your children on the panel? And what's some of the qualities you think they should have?
Anyone I put on a panel, they have to have status inside my house. I'm not going to put someone, no star, no statements on to take no place, and that take my place on a panel. And if any house asks a star statement to judge a ball, I feel some type of way. I feel that's a disrespect. We had this talk before on this show that if someone wanted a child to judge their ball, I think they need to go to the parent and ask them, you know, is it okay? I don't think you should just automatically just go to a child to ask the judge a ball. You know, but anyone that's going to judge out of my house, they're going to have status, which has been in the scene for a very long time, and the status would be a legendary status. I mean, you would never see no one from the House of Revlon judge a panel that just came out for 4 or 5 years.
Okay, well. And let me ask you, what do you feel about the whole rumor things about mothers and fathers that are sleeping with their children?
Okay, mothers and fathers are sleeping with their children nowadays or back then?
Well, you know what, both. How did you feel back then and what about now? What was the difference? And what, if there, was there a difference?
Yeah, because now I don't sleep with my children. But when I first started out, when they first opened up the house, I have had sex with my children. That was back when. But once I grew, you know, and I who's that? Kelly trying that again?
Somebody tell me what, you know, my text is coming through.
But I have not, I don't sleep with my children. I don't sleep with them at all. I haven't slept with them in years.
Do you suggest that type of behavior now?
Well, for me learning from back when I first started, I don't think that's a good idea because of the fact that the respect level will change, you know, and me, the way I am, I'm a father to a lot of my children, and you know, and me sleep with my children now,
So is there, after all these years, well, let me ask you, what was one of the longest relationships you had?
The longest relationship I had was Jerome.
And how long did you guys go out?
We were together for 7 years.
And is that the relationship from Virginia?
That's the relationship from VA.
VA, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have any room left in your heart for another one?
No butch queens like me. Them people, they think I'm the most meanest motherfucker.
I think they're more intimidated. I don't think there's not that they don't like you. You're very attractive. You're a very attractive man at your age. You know, you've been around for a very long time. And you and R.R. and Andre and a few others, like Kevin, you still look like, you know, you can dance and move around and you look really youthful. So I don't think that. I think it's more like intimidation. You do, you know, you look at you when you're not smiling or something, you get kind of scared. You have to know you. You have to know you. I came out, I was young, you had all these chains and everything, and you had this big old body and this T-shirt, and your fists look so big, and then you have everybody in your ear like, oh, that's Father Tony Revlon. So, you know, if they do like you, don't you think that they're scared? That's why we have in this show, so, you know, they can feel free to know what type of person you are. So is there some more room left? Hello? Tony, are you there? Is Tony there? Well, I'm going to take a commercial break real fast because
Nicole,
we can.
Tony,
Nicole? Huh?
Tony's not there. We're going to take a commercial break. Tony Cole has dropped.
Okay. We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, Legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pop. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl. Well, we're back on the air. And unfortunately, give me a moment. I don't know. Tony's phone has dropped. It probably went dead. Could you please call back into the show? Well, we're going to call you right now. Okay, thank you. Well, he's going to call back into the show right now, but I'm going to sit here and entertain you guys for a little bit about, let's see, well, you know, what's going to be interesting is about what we're going to be doing. I guess I'm going to be doing some type of show now that I've heard that has been so interesting about femme queens and butch queens and how do people feel about them going together. I want to have a show based upon friends and what people, oh, hi. Okay, Tony's back. So my question, Guy, welcome back. Your phone dropped. Did it die?
No, it didn't die. I have something. It just go out.
Bad reception, Grandpa. I have the question I ended off with. Was I said was, do you have enough room in your heart for another love?
I do have room for my it's just like I was saying, man, I was talking, and I'm thinking I was talking to you, but I was saying that I was just dealing with someone, you know, and I just get rid of them. The first thing they do that's not right, I just get rid of them. And I was like, I was saying, I was talking to one of your house members, so, you know. I do have room in my heart for.
Would you say that the reason why you drop them immediately is because of your experience or your things that you've went through in the past in a relationship?
Yep. If you do the first thing negative, or you know, you do something wrong, I'm just gonna get rid of you. You know,
okay, hold on. We have a caller. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I mean, if you start off bad, that means the relationship is going to be bad. All that sneaky stuff. I'm not for that.
Have you ever taken in consideration that they are maybe younger than you and still have not been through the experience, and maybe you have to be sometimes more of a figure, you know, along with a lover?
You know what a lot of people say to me, granddaughters, majority of people I talk to, that I need to stop trying, you know, the way I am, I come off as being a father, you know, and like, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do that. Instead of me coming off to be a father, I should be coming off to them as being a lover, as a person that's trying to get to know
them.
Yes,
you too, right, you're right. I think, because you see little red flags and you immediately begin to preach or begin to talk against it, or, you know, or to see their future, and we shouldn't do that, because I think I do the same thing. They said we have a lot of callers. My next caller is 917-222. You live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey there, hey Nicole. This is Twerk.
This is who?
Twerk.
Twerk, how are you?
What's up, Twerk?
I'm doing good. I just called to say I love you and I appreciate all you do. And my question is, what advice or how do you feel about some of these leaders and house parents that allow their kids, you know, to sleep on their floors and not get jobs and only worry about balls or pulling the trick today and not doing nothing tomorrow?
Okay, well, I would have to say that I only can speak for myself, and I have said this plenty of times. I'm not just a house father. And any of my children, old children, new children, will tell you that I'm not just a house father. I'm a father. I get involved in a personal life. Like, no matter how many balls, and every ball I've been at, you've seen Juju there. But Juju, I make sure he's in school. And anyone, and I have a house full now, but every one of them will get on his phone and say, oh, Father Tony, making sure that you're doing something with their life. Because my whole thing is this. I don't want none of my children to end up like me. I'd rather them have a better life than me, you know, and that's just me. But you got a lot of house parents out there that only end their life as being for a ball, and that's not for me. You know, I don't do things like that, you know. I make sure every child is, it's just like one of them now is 17 years old. He don't have a GED, but once he came to South Carolina, we got on the computer, we're trying to get him in school, and all of that, you know, because you need an education. You know, this ballroom thing is not going to go nowhere, you know, and I tell them all that, you know. And honestly, if I had a choice from back in the day, and people ask me this also, what will I change anything? And, you know, like I tell them all, you know, I wouldn't get involved inside the ballroom scene.
Okay. Thanks, Dad, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the show. The next call is 646-836. You live on the air. 646-836. You live on the air. Okay, that caller must be gone. I have a question. So how do Tony feel about people from other states saying that people from the VA chapter, Revlon, that is deemed legends are not really legends? And when they do go out of state, they be like who this person or who deemed them.
Okay, what I'm going to say about that, because what you talk about is my house. It's no difference of someone else deeming somebody and then me deeming somebody. You know, when all that deeming was going on inside VA, that was before rules and regulations were set, you know. So therefore, though, the people I deemed, At that time, I felt that that's what they deserve to be deemed, legend. So, therefore, if anyone questioned, if they've been legend for four or five years and you still question it, they still have, you know, people got the right to their own opinion, you know. There's a lot of legendary people that we don't see as being legends, but they still are. You know, there's a lot of icons out there that people don't see as being icons, but they are, you know. So, people focus on VA, okay, what you talking about? And, you know, instead of going around the corner, because I'm a person that I'm real, you talk about Destiny and Brian. Okay, people, if anyone know Destiny, and this is the people that question her status, Destiny started out as a Mizrahi. Destiny been in this ballroom scene for 12 years. Destiny, if no one remember, was Will that walked the sex island, that walked the realness with the twist. But y'all focusing on Destiny as being Destiny. No, you go back and you do your history on Destiny. Brian has been in the scene for 11 years. Okay, maybe Brian don't come out of town as much as Brian should come out of town, but he's been in the scene for 11 years. And when you think of Virginia, from back then until now, you think of two people, and that's Destiny and Brian.
Okay.
And how could they deem other people in Virginia and look over them? Because of the fact that, I mean, they've been in the scene before they was. You know, and then it goes just like how James said, James Carnes said, that they look over Revlons and Carnes. And honestly, they do the same thing with Ebony's also. They look over the people, them three houses, because we've been in there so long. These houses have been in the scene for so long, and they don't think about deeming anybody. They don't think about deeming anybody in none of these houses, but they will go out and deem people inside their own house. You know, and that's not fair. You know, because there's other people that have been legendary, that's legendary now, that these people that's in Virginia have been out of the scene before them and have more trophies than them. So how are they deeming them people, but then they have a problem with other people being deemed? That happened 4 or 5 years ago. They're still talking about it. Wow.
Okay, caller. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. My next caller is 915-837. You live on the air. 915-837. You live on the air.
Nikita.
Dismiss that caller. My next caller is 646-836. You live on the air. 636-836. You live on the air. Bloody. Well, I didn't hear from my girlfriend in London tonight, and all the callers are gone, and you're gone for the rest of the night. And just a word for the wise and you leaders and people, I am not into the phone game. That you're going to aggravate me a lot. I can see a lot of sabotage and trying to go on here, but it's not going to happen. I will delete and not take callers if I need to get what I'm trying to get out to the people, which is so much more important than you coming on the show have being a clown. You can save that for Mondays and Tuesdays. Know it seriously. Like, I'm very passionate about what I'm trying to do. If you think that you're coming on this show to embarrass or speak or make fun, you will be dismissed immediately. If it continues to happen, I will not take callers, and I will monitor everything that will be done then.
But, Grinder, I said this to you. I wouldn't even waste my time because...
No, I know. I'm looking at the callers. I know what I'm talking about. I'm looking at the callers. I'm looking at the ones that keep coming and going back. I'm looking at the ones that come on and they go back. I know what the fuck is going on. Don't try it. The devil's a liar. This storm is over now. Go move over there. No more callers for the rest of the night. Thank you all for paying homage.
Nicole.
I want to talk now, Grandpa, about your boy. I really don't want you to talk. Please, Grandpa, please. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not taking thank you for everybody that called in. I appreciate y'all. If you want to hit me up on Facebook, hear answer questions, but no more callers because that's going to pluck me, and this is very important to me. So you are having a ball again now. The last ball was 2012 ball. That was fun. fun. I mean, it's packed and everything. So now you having a ball, and why did you decide to throw the ball in Baltimore instead of South Carolina?
Because I was going to have my birthday ball in South Carolina, but my friends and family and all, I'm more known up there. I'm more known up there, and I know, I mean, a lot of people were wanting to support my birthday ball because of, especially because of the time that I've been in the scene. And my, I mean, I love Baltimore. I love Baltimore. The Paradox is just the Paradox, you know. And Philly, I have family there. New York, you know. VA, that's just the middle spot. And I know a lot of y'all couldn't make it to South. I mean, a lot of y'all wouldn't even come down to South Carolina. That's like really too far. That's like 9 or 10 hours, you know. And I thought about my gay family, and I thought about the people that have a lot of respect for me. And that's why I'm having it in Baltimore.
Okay. Do you have a separation between the female figure categories and the femme queen categories, Grandpa?
Nicole, you knew me for years. You know I don't play that. You know, all my categories, the drags battle the drags, the femme queens battle the femme queens, the butch queens battle the butch queens. From all that, to any ball I have, from I don't care what, I don't care how the ballroom scene changed about letting people battle together, I would never change that. I will always have my ball for each category, each figure would battle their own figure. That's one thing that I have been against from day one of them starting that. So you would not see a drag queen battle a femme queen. You would not see a butch queen battle a femme queen. No, I don't do that.
Okay, and which one of your categories you think is going to be really, really hot? Like, do you have any femme queen things or...
I have, when you think of Tony Revlon, boys, I do my categories for every, it's nothing like if you come to me, Nicole, after my ball, and then you, my granddaughter, say, oh, I couldn't make it because you didn't have my category. Bullshit. Because of the fact, every ball I have categories for everybody to wall. The hottest category that I think is going to be is because a lot of people who's preparing for it and a lot of people's talking about it is the runaway category, because we took that $1,000 from Ohio and then we added it to the $250 from, so therefore that adds up to,
I'm sorry.
So that adds up to $1,300. I want to see runaway. I want to see realness with a twist. Now I want to see the category that was at the aftermath from the selection board, which called Vogue Femme. Let's say Vogue Femme twist is a runaway, because when Kelly and Jasmine had that category, a lot of Vogue Femmes walked runway, and they was really, like, really hot. So I really want to see that category, because it was like 10 Vogue Femmes that walked runway that night, you know. And Vogue Femmes got talent also, and Realness with a Twist, of course. I want to see Realness with a Twist.
Do you have any major cash categories?
I have 13 cash categories.
Which is the highest one?
$1,300.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what is the hottest thing you would like to see going on at your ball?
The hottest? Runway. I will, because I know a lot of them is coming. Because, you know, everybody know that that's my category is runway. So a lot of them is calling me now and asking for pictures and all that. So I think that category is going to be really, really, really hot. And I'm hoping all the Realness with a Twist comes out that night, because I think that's going to be hot too.
Okay, so eventually, I guess now you're moving back to Baltimore from South Carolina, and you'll be making that move in March.
Yep, in March.
Mm-hmm. And where are some of the let me ask you a question. For all the kids that are listening, the people on the phone lines that are young and that are looking forward to joining balls or have a passion to walk balls, what is some advice you can give out there to the younger generation?
Let me give them advice. Oh, nice, Nicole. You got to be, okay, for walking, I mean, if you walk balls, you got to be secure and be insecure in what you do. Do not let the ballroom control you. You got to control the ballroom. You know, most important thing, make sure you get your education. And that plays a big part. That plays a big part to me, you know. And college and all, that means a whole lot to me. It's just like I told you, I said last week, when there's a lot of new generations that I have spoke to, that they graduated from college and all that. And honestly, believe it or not, Nicole, you get more people in this generation here that's graduating from college than you got back then.
Right.
No, and then I will have to agree with this new generation. You know, they probably doing their drug stuff and all that, but it's a lot of them. A lot of them want a life, and I have spoke to a lot of them. You know, and then I let them all know I'm very proud of them. You know, you keep doing that, you keep going forward. You know, don't stay in the ballroom scene. You know, you take it. I mean, this is supposed to be for fun. You know, and a lot of us that's in the scene now and take it as fun, you know, we let it control us. And me being who I am, and I'm one of them individuals, you know, because if I did not, you know, I would have spent more time with my children, you know, I would accomplish much more in my life than what I have done. You know, I would have never went to been incarcerated as many times that I have, you know. Because every time I got incarcerated, I didn't get incarcerated for nothing concerning my person, right? I got incarcerated for something concerning the ballroom thing, you know? So what I would tell all them people that's still in college, that's graduating from college, you keep doing that. You keep moving forward. You keep moving forward, you know? And that's my thing to them. And you got to be secure in whatever you do inside the scene. Once you're insecure, you might as well not even come and not even walk balls. You know, and I put this in all my children. I even told you this years ago, Nicole. You know, whatever you do in life, you be secure in whatever you do inside your life, because it's your life and you only have one.
Right. One of the people, and this is my last question I'm going to ask him along with the last question from the public is, this is good. Can you explain runway? Because a lot of people don't understand it.
Okay, runway is me. Runway is me. The stuff they're doing now, them walking on their toes and doing all them gimmicks and all that, that's not runway to me, you know. And a lot of people say, Tony, that you too stern concerning the runway. No, I'm not stern concerning the runway. I walk runway. I know what runway is about. But the new generation is getting mixed up. They put Models Effect, they put Shea Fest, they put all three of them into one. When the category is runway, it's runway. Them gimmicks, all them they put in their hands, they fan, and they opponent. That's not runway. You fan your hands and doing all that stuff, that is consistent Shape Fest there. But a lot of gimmicks, that's Models Effect. Remember the word effect is in there, Models Effect. Runway is runway, you know, and that's how it's supposed to be. Runway.
I'm glad you just said that. That was all right.
You got a lot of people, granddaughter, that when I came back out, and, you know, and a lot of runway kids respect me more than any other runway kid out there, you know. Of course, in fact, I teach them and I tell them what they're doing wrong, you know. Like, a lot of them calling me concerning 1300 and they ask me, so what would you do? What would you tell me what I have to change? And I have told them, you know, runway to me is attitude, you know. And then when they see me walk, it's all about my attitude, you know. And the way I walk on the floor, I see nobody. It's nobody on me. I don't give a fuck who you are. I block everybody out.
Are you still having the legendary Femme Queen Vogue for the $1,000 and from Ohio?
That's up to. Only thing I know for sure, he's supposed to give me $1,500. They missed it $3,000. So what I told him, I would put $1,500 in. As long as he put $1,500 in, I'll put the other $1,500. You know, and daughter, I don't have to do that because it was not my ball. But I saw what they was going to do to this man in Ohio. So I'm coming out of my pocket and putting the $1,500. You know, but long as he put his in, but I know for sure that runway is going to be $1,300. The other stuff, as long as he give me, I told him he had to send me the money in next week. If he, and then I will get on your show, whoever show, if it's Kelly's show, if you don't send it to me, I will let everybody know.
I would take this caller because you are a listener and you always support me and listen, so I see who you are. It's 347-426 Keisha. You're live on the air. So it's
oh my God.
Show.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, what's going on?
First, I want to say I respect you, Tony. Every time I listen to you, because we need more people like you who can admit to your faults. We're not perfect. And when a real man sits there and says, you know, I have faults, but I want to change, I would give you the utmost respect.
Thank
I
you.
Wish
thank
when
you.
I was in the scene, I had some like you who is not selfish. Because I think a lot of the leaders, when I was doing the scene, which is in the mid-2000s, were very selfish. And how can you have someone as a role model or look up to someone if they're selfish and it's all about them? When you're trying to learn, you're trying to make a name, it's very hard, it's very frustrating. And like you said before, kids lose confidence when they feel that they're not as good because they don't have no one to really give them, you know, when you're doing good. Because a lot of people are very selfish. But I see you as a father that you're not selfish. And that's something to these kids could look up to you as. My question to
you,
my question to you is, you made a comment about you want these kids to go back to school and get your education. My problem that I have with that statement is, how can these kids do that when you got some of these leaders throwing these functions to 3, 4, 5 in the morning? How the hell are you expecting them to go to school and be in school when they're out in the scene twirling, voguing, and doing other extracurricular activities? And my second question is, I did go to college, and I waited until I graduated to do the scene, which may have been a fault for me because me graduating, I'm a little older than the kids who are doing and getting their life. A kid who goes to school and is away, sometimes they get faulted for not being in the scene, and you guys say, you've been gone. They don't know who you are. You're not making a name because you was gone. Don't you think that's kind of contradicting the situation of why it's important to go to get education?
Okay, well, I would say I only can answer for how I am. You know, I'm not a dad. I am a father. And I treat my house and I treat everyone as a father. You know, and I will have to say this to you. When I sit down and talk to anybody, you know, if, like, Dwayne got on here last week and said, this is one man, no matter what I did, he made sure I was back in Baltimore Monday morning in school. You know, I'm a person that cares about them attending balls. I want them to accomplish something inside their personal life. And, you know, a lot of people have to realize that them house fathers is not house fathers, they house dads. You know, and that's just that. I mean, I can name a lot of house dads that do care about they children, you know. But what I did say, I said who's in school, who's graduating, keep moving forward. I only can help someone, and it's up for them to take it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I cannot speak for other fathers and mothers. I know how I am. And mm-hmm. James Alcorn got up here and said the same thing. You know, that's just how I am. You know, it's just like I help other people in other houses concerning boys. You know, I'm going to help this Khan child because of the fact that I want him, I see something else in him. So I'm helping him to walk this boy farther. You know, I'm spending my money on him. You know, and he's not even in my house. He's walking against other people in my house. You know, that's the type of person, that's the only type of person that I am.
And like I said, you're not selfish, and we need more people, more role models like you. And I think if they had more people like you, I think people's confidence would be much, much, much higher because the confidence level in a lot of these kids are very, very low because of the lack of support. You know, I go to these kiki functions in New York City, and I watch and observe these judges, and it's disgusting how they don't pay attention. They want to vote with a pick who the girlfriend is picking, and I'm saying to myself, where is this ballroom scene coming to? And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And I'm just looking.
I don't want to interrupt y'all, Keisha. Y'all got to hurry up because we're going to be cut off in 3 minutes. And you next time need to be calling in much more earlier to join this conversation.
I thank you, though.
I'm sorry, really Keisha. My back. Go ahead. They said, because last time we just got cut off. But no, they said it's okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry then. Go off, because you felt some type of way. Go ahead.
Like I said, people like Nicole, people like Kelly, Tony, I wish I'd known you when I came into the scene, because we need more people like you. And Nicole, you know I love you down. Because
Thank you, and I love you too.
Fine. And when you do make a mistake, you do admit, like Tony and like Kelly. But we do need more role models, because a lot of these kids have a low self-esteem and low confidence because of what the scene or what it gives.
Thank you. You're so right. I think that you should, and also, like, because I heard you saying that about, you know, you going to school and you coming back. I think that you should not let that bother you. You may not can fit into one of their categories, but you definitely can fit into a category that goes along in the boardroom scene. So you need to just start looking into yourself for more talent, because maybe if you had a dream before you went to school to Vogue Femme, and now you back and you feel older and you feel you can get out there, then make it that you walk up drag's face. Or maybe you want you to walk runway, or then maybe if you don't feel like that part, walk best dress. So there is something still after all your education that you can go back and have fun to, Keisha.
Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. There's something. Trust me.
That really bothered her. So.
Yes, no, and I spooked that, but that's to everybody. You go get your education. There's something. You see Tony walking runway, and he still can Vogue the old way, and he maybe want to walk best dressed. Like he said, whatever, he said this earlier, whatever it is that you want to do, you don't have to just limit yourself to one category. This is the problem I have with the lifestyle, with us people, grab our period. We are so boxed in our thoughts. And we're afraid. And it's a mind thing, because I dealt with that. You're afraid, like, wow, what, you know, if am I going to be accepted, or if somebody's going to see me, or should I do it, or is that going to be me? You know, just to be different. You get, you know, you feel afraid. So you have to really have a lot of confidence in yourself. There's something for you to do when you can't do what you really want to do. And if you really think you can do that, then you keep trying to do that, because it's going to work for you. I had to ask you now, so, all right, you said you stepping down in 2012. What does Revlon have left to show the ballroom scene in the future?
Right now, what do we have left?
Yeah, I'm asking a question. I mean, you know, what do we have?
We have everything.
Revlon, what do you have left?
We have everything. Anything that's on a flyer, we have. Anything that we're on a flyer, we are going to do. It's just like our chance to, y'all British better bring it, because the Revlons are in the building, and that's our new chance. And that's what I was saying, that's what we should have got the $5,000 for, was our chance.
Well, when is the Couture's going to have a chance? Jasmine?
They got
Kelly?
One.
They do?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
I heard it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that they had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl.
Yeah.
Y'all got y'all chance already. Who wrote it?
You don't want no more. You can't take Couture.
Kelly,
I'm here.
I'm gonna get you, because you tried that tag.
Oh my god! I'll see everybody in Chicago on Saturday.
Are we ever? Everybody's going to Chicago. Work it out. I should be out there. That's cute.
Yes,
I
have to go to Chicago, honey. The Couture's are debuting in Chicago.
Oh. Ooh. Bring it on like you used to. So, all right. Thank you, girl. If anybody's on the phone line, I'll try one more time, just because we have halftime, to let you through. I swear to goodness, Kelly, if I say take it off, I'm dead serious, or I'll end the show. I'm not playing with that bullshit. Grandpa, where I was going, see, they just made me took my damn question. It was personal. Damn, what was I just thought about? Do you think, or would you have ever had sex with a dyke?
did somebody text you that?
What'd you say?
Did somebody text you that?
No, I mean, I just asked you that.
I used to talk, I was dealing with someone, I was dealing with a guy from Philadelphia when I used to live in Philly, but we never had sex, nothing like that. She said I was too masculine. I guess she wanted to do something else to me, but I wasn't having that.
Oh, she went to use the dildo?
I guess, but yeah, I don't know what she wanted to do with it, but I wasn't playing that. I don't play
that.
Would
you say that you old-fashioned about your relationships and about love?
Old-fashioned? No, I'm not old-fashioned at all. You know, I just believe in certain things, and you know, certain things I go for, and certain things I just don't go for. You know, you gotta stop it, right? You know, stop it at the beginning. And there's many other people that I spoke to you, Cole, about your relationship. I spoke to Angel
mm-hmm.
about many relationships she's been in. Keisha also,
mm-hmm.
you know, Andre and all of them. You know, certain things you just should not allow inside a relationship, and then I'm just that type of person. I just don't go for certain things, you know. And that's just me, because of the fact that I'm very faithful. You know, I'm not gonna cheat on you because of the fact that I love you. You know, I'm not gonna cheat on you because of the fact that you are in my heart. But if you cheat on me, that's it for me. Because that means you put my life in jeopardy and all that, and I don't know how you had sex. I don't know if you protect yourself or anything like that. So once I find out you cheated, that's it. You know, you go ahead, you go do whatever you got to do.
Mm.
You know, but old-fashioned, I mean, a lot of people say that. Keisha say that to me all the time. You know, I had one of my daughters, Tatiana, mother, told me that I have to bend a little bit.
I think so, too. I'm sorry. You know, we're on the air. You know, callers, if you think so, I want to give y'all, let's press what we have halftime. Tell me if you think by listening to the Pioneer Icon, you know, do you get, because I'm feeling like when you're talking like, oh, Grandpa, like, I guess the person that is interested in going in with you would be immediately intimidated. You know, James is like that too. James Icon and James Caan. Very, you know, with the date, you know, it's very shady. I watch him look, he roll his eyes, he's setting the date on. You know, you just like, I think, how can y'all expect to really get involved with or someone to see, you know, the beautiful side if they so think, you know, because they're in the boardroom scene, you are a very public figure. And yes, oh my God, he's shady, man. No, you know, just I think you do need to bend a little.
But no, I'm not gonna say that, Nicole, because before we got close, you thought I was the meanest person too, just like everybody else thinks that. You know, Kelly, you know, before me and Kelly, before anyone get close to me, they think I'm this, they think I'm that. But once you sit down and talk to me and you be around me, I'm nothing but a fucking comedian. I have you laughing and all of that. You know, I'm a very fun person. But once I enter into that ballroom, that venue, I have to put up my guards because I just know how gay people are. You know, if they fake, they phony, they laugh in your face, they talk about you and all that. So that's what I got to give them, you know. But on a one-on-one or outside that ball, then if you oven and Kelly and all y'all know, once I walk out that ball, where I'm at, I'm laughing and joking with everybody. But once I'm in that ball, that's the way you have to be. And that's to everybody. You know, you have to, you just have to be there because you don't know who really your friends. You really don't know. So you gotta be careful about that. So, but I am a fun person, Nicole. I had you laughing, your daughter laughing. I mean, I'm not that as stern as everybody thinks I am. I'm not that shady person that everybody thinks I am. You know, I could be shady, you know. But one thing I do catch quicker than anybody, I catch shade. I observe a lot.
Yes, you do, Beck. I mean, seriously, like, you will, I mean, you, your comment, a statement, a sentence, you will clock it instantly. Would you vote for my, one of these core, my IM, so would you vote over your lover if he's not bringing it?
Yes, I will vote over my mother if she's not bringing it. I have my lover Skeet. I vote over him. You know, I would. I mean, I had a problem like that too. As a matter of fact, it was Eric, and it was we went through something like that when me and Eric went together. you know. And it was my lover, and I think I voted over him, and we got home, we had an argument about that, but, you know, that's just me. I'm going to judge fear, you know. But then the argument was nasty, but, hey, I judge fear.
And you still do it now, so the argument wasn't that nasty.
I don't do it I'm not going to lie. I don't do it as much now because there's a lot of times that people I do pick, you know, but one thing I would do after it, I would go to that individual that I did not pick and say, you know, you did an excellent job, you know. But I will go to them, you know. And once I go to them, they feel better anyway. Like, okay, Tony, you know, that's just, you know, that's just how the boardroom scene is, you know. But that comes from, Nicole, that if you don't, like, if you don't pick someone, they feel shade, they feel a different way. You know, it's just like something just happened last Saturday, you know, and me and one of my sons got into a little argument about it, you know. It's, you know, but, hey, you know, but once I explained to the guy why I didn't pick him, you know, he understood, you know.
Okay.
But then it's so funny, Nicole, when they judge him and they don't pick my house, it's fine. But when I'm judging and I don't pick their house, it's a problem. And that goes around a lot.
I guess that's because of all of the kids and stuff. We have a caller, though. I guess that's because of all of the kids and how closeness or you are to all the houses. So it kind of always puts you in a situation, you know. So now when you go leave the balls and you give up it all and maybe you come back to spectate, you know, you don't have to feel like that anymore because you're so close. Like you said, you go in and you speak to every leader. So everybody has a certain amount of respect for you or, you know, an obligation or something to you. My next caller is 313-725. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hey, Nicole. This is Keisha. Hey, Father.
Hey, Keisha. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, Keisha.
Was you downstairs eating?
No.
I mean, that's what the girl said, that she was downstairs eating.
Because that's Father always trying it. But I just wanted to come through to show my love to him, to let him know. Of course, he always want to know. It's much love. And he took me under my wing when I was very, very young. And people like a good, real gay father is very good to have when you come in under being young and naive to the scene, because everybody know a scene can suck you up. You can go two different ways, and sometimes everyone goes the worst way. And a part about having a gay father is a very strong key in the gay lifestyle, because once you come to this out to the lifestyle, you spend more time with your gay friends and your gay family than you do with your real family. And it's like, if he wasn't here, I don't know where I'd be at, you know. And he was always positive. He was very stern, very, how can I say?
Go ahead and say, it's okay, bitch.
Oh,
sometimes you're like, God damn, like your real father telling you.
Like,
this,
you know, not to
that.
Say too much or run across the ballroom because he might grab you by your fucking
damn.
Neck.
You feel some type of way. Like, no. But in the end, it was worth it, you know. Because
yes.
Sometimes everything he did say came true. So, and that's why I like about him, because he give you advice that he'd been through and showed you the way. And I just wanted to tell you how much I really do love you and appreciate you. And I'm glad that you're out here helping this new generation, because I remember when I came to you and I told you the ballroom scene was missing you. And that was in 2007. And I'm glad you came back.
I love you too, Keisha, and I thank you also. I said a joke to her earlier. You want me to tell them the joke, Keisha?
Yeah.
Okay, Nicole.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a swimming pool, right?
A what?
Okay, imagine you have a swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
And you have Kelly and Keisha jump into that swimming pool. What happens to the water?
I hope that they don't hurt themselves. that's what I would hope. I hope that they will hurt themselves. But thank you. That's over. Thank you, Keisha. You know I live for you. Thank you very much for calling in and listening to the show. I hope you listen
all
every
right.
Wednesday, too.
I am, because I'm definitely going to get on that topic that you get ready to have, because that's something me and Father always debate about.
Oh.
And yeah, it'd be very, very heated of a moment.
I'm about to push Bennett Simpson.
I love having heated the moment debates with him, though, because he keeps it going. It'll be a real debate. Thank you. Thank
so
you for calling in.
Be on there listening. Okay.
All right. Is there any more callers in the queue that want to call in and give anything to Tony? We have a little more time left. And I would like to say now that we all have heard it and Tony has fixed the ear for everyone, y'all all should be looking forward to the icon Andre Mizrahi next Wednesday on my show at 11:30. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun, and we're going to have fun, nothing but fun. Is
but yeah, I would
else?
Say this, Nicole. I would say this. I would not call in, though.
Okay? Why are you not gonna call in? How are you not gonna grace
but
my show?
He ain't calling my show.
Oh shit! Yeah, Ms. Arahis. Andre didn't call in. We got a couple more minutes. Hey, Andre, call in. Okay, let me ask you something. Remember what about them icons, them people? I'm going to name a couple, Cheyenne, the Pagans, the Vanessas, the Renees, all the femme queens that are gone in the scene. How do you feel about that, and why do you think that that has happened?
Because of the respect level.
And how does that make you feel to not see them girls that are actually still living but doesn't come to the scene anymore because they don't feel wanted or respected?
It's just sad because of the fact that back in the day, we pay homage to our queens. I'm going to call them queens. You know, and then throughout the years that went past, the respect level went, you know. It was, you know, they started disrespecting them, you know. But I will also say this, Nicole, that it went both ways because you had the women figures start acting different also. I don't want to start being disrespectful also, you know. And to me, the respect, you got to earn it also. You got to give it to earn it, you know. And to me, it's all about respect. You know, that's why the best, I mean, my best caller tonight was that young lady that said about the respect. That right there was the best question to me, you know. But the respect level is gone, you know. It's just gone. And that's why the woman figures come and go.
Well,
you know,
I have a task for you, be it that you are everywhere with everyone and you have a task. And I have a task for any other real leaders. And I mean real leaders because I have a child and I can't move as much. But you are, if we all can work together, I have a couple of things that I put together in my mind to do for the future. One of them is I wanted the Icon and Pioneer Legends luncheon. And, I mean, I wanted an award ceremony, and it's to totally pay homage to these girls. I mean, that means we have to dig them up and find them and bring them and pay homage. And as far as the invitation, maybe every house can bring that's coming with their legs can bring maybe two or three of their children. That's how I want it to be, like where it's totally homage paid to all the pioneers. I mean, we have to find them. They're there. They're out there. Moldavia's out there. So I wonder, and I'm wondering if you would like to help be the first one to jump on board and really help me make this happen.
Okay, Nicole, we had this time, me and you talk a lot of personal conversation. I would help you in the back with it, but I don't want to be upfront with it because that's what happened back, I mean, last year. They always think that Tony Revlon's trying to take over. When I'm not trying to take over, I'm trying to move forward.
But it's not, no. No one thought of this idea. There's like four different ideas. This is mine. I thought this is something to my heart. I'm asking you first. Me and Kelly have spoken about it in the past. This is mine. I don't care what it's, see, that's not what it's about, see? It's not about what they think. It's not, you are here, you are a pioneer, you are into and we should be able to give this and pay homage and be that. I don't want them negative feelings. They can keep that over there. If you don't come, you don't want to be a part because that's what you think. Well, we're moving right along. Let's do something positive, real, and pay some real homage to those femme queens and iconic butch queens like Erskine and those people that are still here. Let's give them an award ceremony and a dinner and, you know, pay some homage and a nice surrounding place with them. And if anybody want to jump on board with the idea with me, because I would like for it to be as a whole and us working with each other, and we will work the right way together with each other, then make this happen. We can change a lot of things, and we can bring these people and see them again and pay homage to them. Well, I'm going to be getting ready to get up off this show, Grandpa.
You got me, Grandpa, because I'm not supposed to have been on this show this long. You only told me an hour.
Well, you know what? You need to get your own show. You got so many damn callers that don't make no sense. I mean, you're getting 20 callers in a section. Like, goddamn, you should probably have your own show. So that's what be happening. But I thank you, and you know I love you so much. You know how I feel.
I love you too, Nicole.
And I appreciate you coming up here.
I appreciate you too.
Telling it to the leaders.
I'll do it.
I appreciate it.
I do it because I love the scene, and that's just real. I mean, I spilled my life to them. So, you know, I just want them. I hope some. I mean, even if one person accomplish something from this interview, I'm fine, you know. And Kelly, I'm going to get you.
I thank y'all. We just finished interviewing next week. The icon Andre Mizrahi will be live on the air, and we will get just as deep and intimate with him. And Tony, you still got to come on. All you leaders out there listening, I hope that we paid attention to this this interview. I hope we have all, even myself, have learned different things about what we should be doing as leaders. And you mothers and fathers maybe need to step up if you want to be a mother and father. And if not, step back. There's such a thing as a godfather or a godmother. To my younger generation, I have a new line for y'all. And in order for y'all to deal with me and for me to always be in your life, and you can always pick up the phone and call me, but remember this. I was your age. You was never mine. And those were the words that my father, James Icon, told me. And for everybody else, use condoms, enjoy your night, and I'll see you back here Wednesday night. Grandpa, thank you very much, and
no
the show
problem.
Will be on Monday with Tins and Chop, you know, the recap, the legendary Kelly Couture. Thank you. Have a lovely night.
Come on.
Who was it, Papa?
I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the. I am.